50 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Okay, 7 after the hour, time for us to go through the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of what's on the list from Talkers Magazine. The charts are for the week of April 11th to the 15th, so through to the beginning of the Easter weekend. I don't know that any of the stories have been affected by that, frankly, but we'll go through the list with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner both here to take the point of view that we've taken on most of these stories during the week on the DJV program. And if you don't get to listen to the DJV program, you can. If it's not available on your station, you can listen to it each day. The whole program all day long is available at DJV Show. That's the full show, djvshow.com. Or you can hear the podcasts as well every day at djvshow.com. So I'm going to go through the list of stories at number 10, what's going on the space station. We'll go back to some of these ladies. You might pick out some of the ones that you would like to extrapolate a little bit more info on. The situation of the weather in the Midwest and the Mid-South this time of year, lots of wild storms. At number 8, our education department and the money that's being spent, or by according to some, wasted on programs that don't work. Number 7, immigration who's coming into the country and what they're doing. I have a story about Somalis that I found out yesterday this week, and I'll share that as we go into that particular item. Number 6 is COVID and where we are with all of that, the mask thing. I just found out we were talking on the DJV program this week about having the government has required or extended the requirement for us to wear masks on planes again. And the airline management is crazy about that because they don't say there's no need for it, and there isn't, because the planes are as clean and fresh in terms of air as you can find anywhere. And it's also interesting to know that 8 airlines around the world this week have announced that they will no longer require passengers to wear masks on the aircraft. So that's a slap in the face to our government or the citizen. What is it, the Center for Disease Confusion? Okay to have them. I think it makes sense to have them on trains and buses and subways and stuff, but airplanes? Yeah. No, not at all. Okay, number 5, social media. Jay's going to talk about some of the things that are important. Get some of your response to some of our discussions this week on the DJV program later through the course of the program. Number 4, partisan politics, the same old. That's really what it is. Doesn't change. Democrats good, Republicans bad, depending on who you're talking to. Republicans good, Democrats bad. Never going to move ahead in this country until we figure out how to make things work the way they used to. Great to have differences, important to point out different things, but this kind of stuff has got to stop. Number 3, the subway shooting in New York. Wow. There's something to behold, that story. If you don't know much about it, we'll talk about it. The economy, big bad stories, and, of course, the number one item is the war. Russia has threatened this week to deploy nukes if Sweden and Finland join NATO. Yeah, okay. You guys, there's no way the Russians are going to win this. And there's no way that Russia will be a respectable country anymore as far as government is concerned. And there's no way that Putin can survive. There just isn't. And the more of this stuff that comes around, he's going to blow up the Baltic because Sweden and Finland join NATO.
They're furious about that.
Well, so. Why are they furious about it? It's their own doing. All of this stuff is their own doing.
Of course.
And the rest of the world seems to be finding this out. That's why, you know, Finland, they've never paid much attention. Sweden, pretty much a neutral country. They don't want to be subject to this sort of thing. Meanwhile, this week there were a lot of various ways that the truth has been explanation, if you will, in pamphlets and things. I don't know how they're getting these spread around, though. Do you know, ladies, how all of these new measures, these new pamphlets and leaflets and things are being distributed to tell the Russians what really is going on? But I don't know how that stuff is getting spread around. We certainly aren't flying over Leningrad to drop the pamphlets.
Yeah, and I mean, there are, well, do you mean pamphlets? I don't know what you mean by pamphlets and leaflets and stuff. NATO or?
Covert operations almost, because you don't want to get, nobody would want to get caught because you don't know what the repercussions are going to be. It's a lot like where a lot of Christians go to different countries and they, that do not want the Bible anywhere, and they secretly distribute the Bible to places. Mm-hmm. It's probably something along the same lines as that.
Okay. Well, and also a lot of people in Russia have bought VPNs, so they've got their own private network to stay connected to the internet, and so they've got a free and open internet if you have a VPN. A lot of athletes use VPNs as well when they went to Beijing, so that they weren't, you know, being monitored by the Chinese government. So there are ways of certainly spreading information, and it's just a matter of, you know, we just keep seeing more and more how many people in Russia are actually supporting Putin. And it's, you know, it seems to keep getting more and more popular because he's spinning it. And the TV, if you watch TV in Russia, you only get like a few channels now. Yeah. They've cut everything off. Mm-hmm. And you're only getting this Russian state news. So it looks like you're on the right side of evil here, but they're not.
But still, even if with them putting out this propaganda and cutting the channels, wouldn't somebody with common sense think, hey, I believe everything they're telling me, but why are they stopping other news outlets? Or why are they stopping other channels? Why am I only getting this side of the information? Wouldn't that make you question so much more? And it seems like a lot of people in Russia are not questioning enough.
Right.
All right. Also in league with number one, the story of the conduct of the war, the Moskva is the Russian flagship. It's the big destroyer, big warship that now, it was attacked earlier this week and it has sunk into the Black Sea. The video of this flashing around the world and people in Ukraine out in the public, the big demonstrations. The Russian Ministry of Defense even admitted that the guided missile cruiser Moskva had sunk.
Yeah, they said it was a fire on board. Ukraine says, not so fast. We shot it.
Blew it out.
And honestly, there are a lot of people still trying to even confirm what actually happened. Because, you know, Ukraine has their own messaging war that they engaged in. And so, you know, they like to claim victory on that. And either way, it's a big loss to the Russian Navy, for sure. Right.
Doesn't make them look very powerful.
No.
And, you know, the only way that they can have any success, it would appear, in fighting other major countries would be to use their nuclear weaponry, because they don't seem to be able to get it together. A small country, population 60 million, with the ability to push the Russians back, population 240 million in Russia, and they can't muster up enough good soldiers. Yeah, they're all drunk or they're all running away. Not all of them, but certainly many of them are. So, the rest of it's all, the news, the stories are more horror more stress. You know, these people are putting, they're doing a yeoman's job. But then something you just said, Victoria, is worth consideration. Are we getting the straight story? Because we know that the Ukrainians are capable, after all, they have Russian lineage, and the Russians are not truthful at all. So these people cut out of the same cloth. We like them because they're standing up to the Russians, and we like them because they have a quasi-democracy. It's pretty damn corrupt, but then all of those Eastern European countries are pretty damn corrupt, because that's the way the Russia, that's the way the USSR was operated. The history of that part of the world is corruption and deceit. That just is. So how do we know? I think you asked the question, and that's the right question. How do we know what's really true? I want to believe, because I don't like Putin, never have, and I would like him to be exterminated along with his crew so that the Russian people have a chance. But have they ever had a chance? I mean, look at the history since the Bolshevik Revolution, or even the Tsars. I mean, the history of Russia is loaded pretty much consistently with despots who have controlled people, the population, through intimidation. Right? I mean, look at the history of Russia. So, you know, it sort of, I think, flows on to Ukraine, although this guy seems to have been, Zelensky seems to have been popularly elected in the real, you know, really and truly, or at least as much as, again, anybody in the Eastern European
country. Well, there are a lot of corruption charges, too, and accusations with him. So it's, you know, nobody's perfect. No one seems to be scandal-free.
No. But he's our guy, and therefore, if he's our, this is the history of America. We back some pretty lousy characters over the history of our country for whatever our own. Let's face it. We do what's good for us. We support the people who support us. Not necessarily are they always the good guys. I mean, look at some of the people we've supported in Africa and people that we've supported in Asia. Yeah. No, and this guy, I mean, you can go through a textbook of people that we have supported that ought not to have been, I mean, in a practical, even Steven world, they wouldn't have been supported. But they are, because they're our guys. There's, you know, there's the good guys, the bad guys, and our guys. Kind of like the army. There's the right way, the wrong way, and the army way of doing things. So that's, I think, somewhat food for thought. It's 17 past the hour. You're listening to the Talk Radio Review.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. All right, so there's one final piece. It isn't the final, but there's another story here regarding the war, the conduct of the war, what's happening to the Russians. So We've all the last two or three weeks wondered about the Russian yachts, $300, $400, $500, $600, $700 million yachts. So the latest one to be grabbed came into Fiji, but the police grabbed it. The customs officials there docked in Fiji, but it didn't have any, it had no papers. It didn't have, it just showed up. And so this is a Reuters story this week. No customs clearance. It just, they found a place they thought they could hide the boat.
How do you hide a boat that big?
This is 350 feet long.
That's a cruise ship. How do you hide a cruise ship?
Yeah. No. Well, what do you call people in Fiji? Fijians? Anyway.
Fijians.
They said, see you later. All right, 21 after the hour.
It's a Talk Radio Countdown.
Discover the all-new 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability, plus a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Getting a new ride is fun. Shopping online for a new car, not so much. Stop doing the same car search over and over again on multiple sites and try Autotempest.com. See all the cars with one easy search. Our powerful search engine scours all the top car shopping sites, giving you instant results so you can easily browse all the listings with one search. Whether a dream ride, a family hauler, or a work truck, let us help you find your next ride. Autotempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now. It's time for us to go through the comments section. Jay Kirshner here with Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen on a talk radio review, a roundup of what, in this case, some people are saying, their comments for us on our social media, questions that Jay has asked through the week about some of the issues, starting with COVID. So what do we have here, Jay?
Well, one of the big debates is COVID-19's effect on mental health. Jeff Schmidt says, I think it's still too early to tell the effects on mental health. We're just now starting to get life back to what most people would call quote-unquote normal, whatever that means, and we don't know the real effects. We might not know the real effects for decades. In his opinion, technically, we don't even know when it's really going to be over.
Yeah. I don't think it'll ever be over at all. It's going to fold into the other flus that we have to be careful of.
Yeah, each, there's still more. Yeah. Was the epidemic?
Yeah. Yeah. It's pathetic. It's pathetic.
Jay Martin says he knows his wife is still battling physical problems with it, and mentally it gives her periods of depression about the speed of her recovery.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people are dealing with that. That has to be so rough. Mike Johns says, some people have told me that they can't keep being asked to stay home. He's 43 years old and loves being alone. He doesn't get lonely unless he wants to be lonely. I know a lot of people felt like they thrived in the year 2020 at, like, the height of the pandemic. Samantha Freeman says, illness happens and nobody has ever been as scared of getting sick until now, and it's not all COVID fears. They are afraid of all illnesses now. Parents terrified of their kids getting sick with anything, that all these kids are becoming germophobic shut-ins.
Oh, my God. It's ridiculous. People keep using these germ things that you see everywhere. You put a squirter on your hand, and you're supposedly a cleaner.
Hand sanitizer.
That is the worst possible thing you can do for your health and well-being. And this is more of the kind of bunkum or BS that you get from the Center for Disease Confusion. Yeah, use the hand sanitizers. No, they kill all the good germs, all the good bacteria. Your system cannot possibly function without the bacteria you have in your gut. Billions of bacteria, and the more you do to kill them, the sicker you're going to get. That's basically the bottom line, and no doctor worth his or her salt will argue with that. All right, what else we got? The CDC, now here we go, more,
extending mask mandates for transportation.
So annoying.
Sarah Bishop says, why extend? People don't wear them properly now. No one covers their nose anymore, and most are wearing dirty masks.
That's a very important point. Yeah.
Right, Don Mayers says, by all means, wear one if you have a personal reason to, but it seems the need for mandatory use has passed.
Yep.
Agreed.
Absolutely.
Agreed.
Yep.
Agree with that one. Jeremy Major says, remember when Fauci said the typical mask people buy in the drugstore is not really effective in keeping out viruses?
Contradiction from Fauci. What else?
There you go. Instead of Center for Disease Confusion, Center for Disease Contradiction. Lyle Hicks adds, truly waste of time. Masks provide some protection from the spread of germs. Common sense does more protection.
Yep. All right. Elon Musk. That was a Freudian. Elon Musk and his Twitter thing. What's going on? What are people saying about that?
Tim Oski says, buying businesses and successfully growing them is a skill that deserves respect like any other. It's one thing to have the funds for purchase. It's another to be successful following the purchase.
Yep. All right. Who else? What does Vinny say?
Vinny Kishan says, Elon's multi-billion dollar request to buy Twitter outright when half of that money could go towards a better cause, like making sure no child in America ever goes hungry. And Mindy Stevens also says, why do people have the right to tell others what to do with their money?
Exactly. Do what you want with your money there. That's good advice. It's 28 past the hour. Thanks for your input.
You Move is now the official dog joint supplement of the American Kennel Club. It is teaming up with the AKC to help pet owners keep their dogs active for life. Whether your dog jumps across the agility course or jumps off the couch for daily walks, joint and hip care are vital for keeping your furry friend happy and active. You Move has been improving the joint health of dogs for 15 years with chewable supplements made with natural ingredients including whole green-lipped mussels, sustainably sourced to preserve joint-soothing omega-3s, and scientifically proven to work within 6 weeks. This month, You Move introduces You Move Plus Hip and Joint Supplement, which contains 20% more green-lipped muscles than the original formula. To help dog owners see the benefits, You Move is offering 30% off any supplement by using the one-time code dog-athlete-30 at checkout. And as always, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. For more information, visit www.youmove.com. For more information on the AKC, visit www.akc.org.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
So, your tax refund just arrived? Forget the new car stereo. Spend your money on finally fixing up that eyesore with the new paint job or collision repair at Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Whether it's peeling paint, dents, or rust, Mako offers free estimates. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. Or stop by Mako at 3045 Crossroads Drive today.
Go big to feed your dinner bear with Black Bear Diner's brand new wow-sized 14-ounce USDA Choice Porterhouse Steak Dinner. Served with veggies and your choice of side, including our brand new house-made creamy cheddar cheese mac and cheese. This dinner will fill your plate and your belly. Get it now at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
And that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's continue the conversation here. It's obvious we're continuing it off the air. Let's keep it going on the air. The DJ Veers, Jennifer's not with us this week, but Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner are here with me. I'm Doug Steffen to go through our thoughts, what we've experienced, what we've talked about this week on the DJV program. As I said, you can get the DJV download anytime, day or night. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube at DJV Show. And you can get the daily show all day, every day, and the podcast at DJVShow.com. Number six item this week has to do with COVID. And the discussion, it seems to me, that took most of the wind, well, there were two things that took the wind out of the room or the oxygen out of the room. One of them were booster shots. The Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine produced the testing, according to Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's connected to the DJV program through DJV Health, says that there was a robust response in children age 5 through 11. And so this is the data actually shows a 36-fold increase in antibody levels effective against the variant that is popular, or not popular, but most pronounced, the Omicron at the moment. And this is a measurement that was done a month or so after the booster was actually administered. So at this point, they don't know how long the protection will last with youngsters. And there are some who are trying to get the authorization for shots for younger, you know, time 1 year old kids, that sort of thing. Pfizer says the new data could benefit from other, that children can get another shot. 140 youngsters who already have two shots were given a booster 6 months later. Researchers find the extra shot generally revved up their immune response. Okay, so, Jay, you're the parent of a young boy about 2 years old. What's been your position for in the vaccine discussion and debate with your child, with your family, with your friends, as to what to do? What's the thing that makes you most comfortable?
I'm pro vaccine for my family, but I also respect other people for not wanting to have their kids vaccinated. As far as the COVID vaccine, I'm doing whatever his pediatrician thinks is best. Mac gets the weirdest things. He's like living in the 1800s. He had impetigo, which is a really contagious skin infection, and scarlet fever back around Christmas time. So I feel like I should be more concerned about dysentery at this point than COVID.
Scurvy's next.
Yes. He's living on the Oregon Trail, apparently.
Yeah.
Wow.
Poor Mac.
But I do, my friend base, they're kind of mixed. About half of them they have had their kids vaccinated if they're of age. Ones who have babies, half of them are like, yes, as soon as they're available to them, absolutely. And others are like, no.
Well,
it's really across the board.
Does seem to be no consistency. Okay, number two, the economy this week is number two story, according to Talkers Magazine. Interesting that mortgage rates have been affected, as you might imagine, by inflation. The average mortgage rate has gone up 2 points to almost 5%. This is the first time it's been this high since the problems of 2009 when the economy went into the bucket. So what this will do to the housing boom, probably temper it somewhat depending on what you're building or what you're buying. The need is still there, but what happens is that more units will be built or become available for rental than for purchase. That's probably what this will mean.
It's interesting. We were stopped at a red light yesterday, and we were next to a real estate agency that's sort of on the corner, and it's a very popular. You know what they have, the glass windows, and they have all the listings in the windows.
Yeah, you can go along the window. Yeah.
Normally, the windows are completely covered all the way around. This is a corner unit office, so it's normally completely covered all the way around with available properties. We counted them while we were at the light. There were 14. That's it. There's no inventory anywhere,
nope.
So I don't know. And everyone that we know who has either bought or sold has either paid way over asking or has sold for way over asking.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know that a mortgage rate of going up to 5% is going to stop or slow.
Yeah.
I really don't. And then I am not a homeowner, so here's a question. If you lock in at a 5% mortgage, right?
Yeah.
And then a couple years go by, and the mortgage rates drop back down again. You can just refinance, right?
Yeah, that's all. Yeah,
because you're not paying off any of the principal at that point. You're only paying interest, right? For
so,
the first
Jay, you sold
years.
Your house this week, right? And you had lots of offers?
Yeah, we closed in a few weeks. We had eight offers over the course of 3 days, 2.5 days.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that wild? That's amazing.
Right. And this is a medium-priced house, right? We're not talking about something that is either very inexpensive or very expensive. It's kind of a medium, I'm going to guess. I don't know for sure, but I'm guessing it's sort of a medium range.
Yeah, it's medium. It's medium range.
Right. So on January 30th of this year, the fixed rate average was 3.22%. And now as we get into the middle of April, it's almost 5%, 4.92%. So that's what's going on in the mortgage department. That'll affect the economy to a point. Also announced this week, the closing of more Kmart stores. Do you realize, I remember back when Martha Stewart and Jacqueline Smith used to, you know, they were all over the place touting Kmart. Do you know there are only 3 Kmart stores left in the country? 3.
I'm shocked there are even 3 left.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well,
there's
they'll
3.
Close them. Yeah, they'll close them.
Because Walmart and Target have just taken over what was the Kmart sort of landscape.
Well,
and so
the behind the scenes here that may or may not make a difference to people. A guy named Ed Lambert was a real estate tycoon, and he bought up all the Kmart leases and all the Kmart stores because it was a real estate play for him. And then he did the same thing with Sears Roebuck. Bought up all the leases, bought up all of the places because some of the stores were on land that they owned. Some of it was in malls and they leased it. But those leases and the property themselves were worth more than the stores were. So he basically did what he do. He killed Sears, the Sears brand, which has been an American tradition for 150 years. Just killed it. But Craftsman Tools, made in China now. Crap, junk. And anything else that Sears was, the Kenmore washing machines, they're junk. And, you know, you can't buy it. Everything is cheap junk. And people know it, so they've stayed away, and that's why we're down to three Kmart stores.
Well, and the Sears, I hope that guy, for his own sake, I hope he was Lambert. Able to unload a lot of those properties, because now they're just, no one goes to the mall. They're just sitting empty. And there's a Sears that's near us in New Jersey where we live, and it's now an Amazon warehouse.
Yeah.
So unless you can sell all that property to Amazon for more and more warehouses, it's tough to have that kind of real estate.
It is. In this, the real estate business for stores, offices, that kind of stuff, not so great. But there are mixed-use buildings that are going up with retail that are – the retail business is much different than the office business. And that's what you can see, more and more little stores opening, little businesses, that kind of stuff. So that's part of the things that's affecting our economy. Also, with regard to the economy, U.S. crude drilling has increased in the last couple of months. Permits for new wells in the most prolific U.S. oil fields. This signals a coming production surge. Government is trying to push this, sort of confused our people, you know, investment-wise. Now we're being told not to invest. Now, this is what I've heard from a couple of my friends this week. Okay, I'm buying oil futures and gas futures because the solar stuff has been put on the back burner. And the whole business, these people are looking at this completely from a political point of view. Biden's popularity has gone down like a rock in the last 3 or 4 months especially. I think it's down, I think this week it was 33% or something. And that's because people are PO'd about the cost of gasoline. They blame him, which isn't really fair because you can blame him for a lot of stuff, but he didn't start the Ukrainian war. He made it difficult for a while. It would be a lot easier if we had more leases and we could drill for more oil. That's the basic bottom line.
But the thing is, though, there are two things here. Then this is a big topic of conversation that people have had, and I think that the price of gas is probably the number one topic of conversation, right, in households.
Yeah.
And so, the thing is, when they did the survey from the Federal Reserve Bank in Dallas, they did that survey earlier this week of 132 oil and gas firms. 59% of them said they're not increasing their oil production because of investors. Investors don't want them to do it because they're making record profits. Mm-hmm. And then the second, that was 59% was the answer. That's just wild to me. And then the second answer was supply chain issues, but that was down at 15%. Responded saying that. But, Biden's getting, he's getting hit from all ends, right? Everyone says, oh, he's got to increase leases and things like that. Well, the Washington Post did a story in the end of January, which no one cared about back then because the price of gas wasn't an issue before the Ukraine war. But he outpaced Trump in issuing drilling permits on public lands, but no one talks about that. Right. It's wild. Everyone wants to blame him for all this stuff. He's getting hit
from
the left.
He deserves to get blamed for a lot of stuff. He's not been a good leader when it comes to the war in Ukraine.
I disagree. We're in lockstep with NATO. I think I don't agree with the system
NATO
has
that
put
doesn't
in
mean
place.
That I think that NATO is doing a great job of leadership.
Well,
they're
that's
all
what
a
I
bunch
said.
Of
I don't,
pussy
I don't
footers.
Think NATO has done the right thing, but that's the point of being in NATO. It's a group, it's a group vote.
Stock
but the thing
market.
That really is yeah, but the thing that's really wild is just he's getting hit from the left because they want him to do more green energy and he's issuing all these drilling permits and now crude oil is going to start pumping more. So the shale stuff, you're always talking about shale, which I have no idea what that is, but apparently it's a superficial drill. I don't know.
No,
but there's more
drill.
Of that happening.
It's in oil shale is on the surface in certain parts of the world, like up both in the North Pole and the South Pole, lots of oil shale, and they they are able to, through a process that was discovered about, I don't know, 17, 18 years ago, you gather it up and you can wash the oil out of the sand. That's basically, and it was very profitable.
I guess that's happening now, too, more.
Yeah, right. The prices are up. All right, one other thing. Number seven this week, immigration, the problems. In Texas, lawmakers urging the state to halt the execution of Melissa Lucio, who's a Hispanic. She was asked for clemency because she had asked for it because she was convicted of killing her daughter, and apparently it's pretty obvious to everybody she didn't. And so,
what happened was that it's an accident, and she was interrogated without an attorney for so many hours that at the end she goes,
she barely speaks English.
I did it.
Yeah, she barely speaks English. That's part of the problem, and that's
I hadn't heard that part, but she's got a lot of people who are now defending her, including a former jury member who said they made the wrong decision.
Yeah.
How do you not, at least give her another trial when a jury member comes out and says, "Yeah, I would have voted differently."
Yeah, right. There you go. Sounds like a Law and Order episode in the making. All right. The other thing that I found out this week is that the country, remember I've talked over the years about the Somalis and how they have a huge enclave of them up in Lewiston, Maine? Well, apparently they are now going to places where slaughterhouses are being built around the country because they're the only ones who will work in slaughterhouses, believe that or not. The Somalis and slaughterhouses, there's something to talk about.
Wow.
You're going to have that in your weekend discussions. Time now for the people list, according to Talkers Magazine. You can find these at talkers.com, by the way. All the lists, the stories in the people list, either at talkers.com or djvshow.com. At number 10 on the people list this week, the old fossil Mitch McConnell is at number 10. Number 9, controversial Governor Ron DeSantis. 8, Jen Psaki and her future. Elon Musk is at number 7, for obvious reasons. Oh, number 6 is good old Hunter Biden. Yeah, that's a horse we can keep beating to death. Number 5, Frank James. Really? The James brothers are back again from the Old West? Wow, he's owie. Number 4, Donald Trump. Number 3, Zelensky. Number 2 is Mr. Putin, where I am with him. And number 1 is he's the president in resident. That's our Joe. Joe Biden's number 1 on the list. Now 48 after the hour. Thank you, ladies. It's Doug Steffen with Victoria and Jay here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Calatin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. Your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Top stories this week from the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Number 10, exploration in space and how the Russians have maintained their position on the space station. Number nine, weather, the wild weather that's in the Midwest and the Mid-South is a focus of a lot of conversation, especially in that part of the country. Number eight, educational practices and what's going on. People looking into the U.S. Department of Education and finding all kinds of wasted money. Number seven, race relations, the whole immigration debate. COVID is number six. Social media is number five. Politics, number four. The subway shooting in New York, number three. The economy is number two. And obviously the Russians and Ukrainians at war and our policy toward the Russians and toward the Ukrainians and how to maybe deal with the problem. That's number one this week. That's the story list from Talkers Magazine. You can find it at talkers.com or djvshow.com.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's.
Today's topic, Easter style.
I love when everyone's dressed in their Easter best.
Then you need to check out the deals at Kohl's.
I got 25% off the perfect floral dress, a new shirt for my husband for only $34.99, and got 25% off outfits the kids are going to look adorable in.
Cue the family photo op.
Exactly. Did I mention you can also get an extra 30%, 20%, or 15% off with your Kohl's card and earn Kohl's cash?
Looks like some bunny hunted down the savings.
Select the 30%, 20%, or 15% offer on April 16th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
This notice is to all timeshare owners who don't need or want their timeshares anymore. Call us now, and we'll legally help you get out of your timeshare contract forever. Thousands of owners who are now not using them cancel their timeshare contracts every day. Now it's your turn. If you're tired of paying your monthly timeshare maintenance fees, call us. Our legal team will fight for you so you can stop paying for a timeshare you don't want and save your money. If you've tried on your own or with another company to cancel your timeshare, don't give up. At the Timeshare Helpline, we can help you get out of your timeshare contract forever and never make a payment again. How great would that be? Call the Timeshare Defense Attorneys right now for immediate help.
800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
At 53 past the hour, it's Tech Talk time. A review of the top five items from the world of technology that affect you this week, as edited, produced, and reported upon by Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen, bringing her into the number five story, and that's a focus on scammers. Once again, big time problem.
Yeah, it's true. And unfortunately, right now, scammers are really capitalizing on what's happening in Ukraine. Facebook this week said that they've already removed tens of thousands of accounts and pages and groups around the world for spreading misleading content about the conflict in Ukraine to try to build an audience and bring in cash. So Russia's invasion into Ukraine has created this enormous opportunity for all these scammers, because so much of the content being shared online is video. It's very hard to moderate it, and so it gets out there, and it just becomes a war of information. In this new report, security officials at Facebook said that the incidents in which profiteers used Facebook to lure visitors off the site by posting content like gaming videos and popular viral videos, including many of them from Ukraine, and essentially what they do is they lure you away from Facebook, and then they get you onto another site, and it's a phishing site, or malware happens on, gets put onto your computer with different links that you click. And so It becomes like ransomware, and everyone, you know, then you're stuck. You've lost, you know, you've lost the integrity of your cybersecurity, and in most cases, that ends up being ransomware, where they charge you to get control of your own computer back. But be very careful. If you're on Facebook, make sure that if you're, like, viewing videos or whatever, just stay on Facebook and don't deviate onto a third party.
Number four this week is a puppy fraud thing that really is disturbing, actually.
Yeah, so this, so during the height of COVID, especially older people, especially people who lived alone, a lot of people adopted dogs, which was a wonderful thing to do, except a lot of people also fell victim to another fraud scheme, and this one involved Basset Hound puppies. And so Google this week is suing the scammer. They found him. He's in Cameroon in Africa. He's used a network of fake websites and Google Voice phone numbers and Gmail accounts to pretend to sell these purebred puppies, and he has basically bilked people out of a couple thousand dollars each. They've had the Federal Trade Commission's involved now, and it's a huge lawsuit. But again, you have to be so, so careful. Do not give money in gift cards or wiring money, anything like that. It's,
you know,
just not legitimate.
Me? Victoria, this week, the information of how many people are using gift cards to basically pay off some of these scams. I think that, yeah. I found that to be very revealing. Number three, fact that Apple CEO Mr. Cook made a plea this week that made news. What's this scoop?
Well, Tim Cook, of course, is the Apple CEO. This week he was at a conference down in Washington, D.C., and he was talking about the Apple Store, the App Store. And so Apple's feeling the heat because it might be forced to change their longstanding policy where you can't download any apps onto your iPhone or iPad unless you're buying them or downloading them through the Apple Store. And so in Europe, the Digital Markets Act is going to allow you to sideload any type of app you want. And Tim Cook says this is really dangerous because Apple is all about, you know, personal security and cybersecurity. And he said this is just going to allow all these what he called data hungry companies to come along and just and take all of your privacy away from you that Apple has worked a long time to produce for people. So it's not a good thing. Stay within the App Store. Don't be sideloading unless you really know what you're doing, because all those apps can track you.
Number two this week is an internet service exemption from Russian sanctions. This is kind of complicated.
Yeah, the U.S. Department of Treasury is exempting telecommunications services from the ongoing sanctions against Russia. Now, a lot of people at first were like, well, wait a minute, why aren't we taking away all of their internet? Well, the reason is a lot of advocacy groups have come forward saying if we take away all their internet, then the human rights violations will skyrocket and we won't have any access to, we won't really know what's happening. So that's why they plead, a lot of these groups have pleaded with the U.S. government, and so the government has allowed internet to continue without sanctions.
All right, number one, Elon Musk.
Oh, yeah. Elon Musk had a hell of a week. So at first he made news this week that he bought 9.2% stake in Twitter. Then he was going to take a seat on the board, then decided not to, and then he made a bid for $43 billion to publicly buy Twitter. So this is a TBD. We'll see what happens next. But he certainly knows how to drum up headlines.
Oh, yeah. Stock play. No question about that. All right, Victoria, thank you. It's 59 past the hour. This is the overview of the top five items from the world of technology.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Discover the all-new 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability, plus a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search.
Why waste time searching each site separately? Use AutoTempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. It was a bloody and murderous Easter weekend.
In Pittsburgh, just after midnight Saturday, police say two minors were killed at a house party. At least eight more were being treated for gunshot wounds.
How can you even have a holiday when your child was involved in something traumatic like this?
And Chief Scott Schubert says handguns and a rifle were used and there were multiple shooters.
Shot spotters came in for over 90 rounds.
Audio courtesy WTAE. Around the same time in South Carolina, a shooting at a Hampton County nightclub left at least nine people injured. Then during the day in Columbia, South Carolina, chaos at a mall. Nine people shot. Police say no one died and a 22-year-old is under arrest. I'm Julie Walker.
Ukraine President Zelensky says the world must respond to Russian troops in southern Ukraine carrying out torture and kidnappings. In his evening address, Zelensky says humanitarian aid has been stolen, creating famine and intensified Russian shelling of Ukraine's second-largest city of Kharkiv, and has already killed 18 people and wounded 106 just in the last 4 days alone. And he worries that a planned Russian offensive in the eastern Ukraine will begin in the near future. Meanwhile, here at home, President Biden's economic message is beginning to be a tough sell to the American public.
The war in Ukraine is dominating the headlines, and that's putting a squeeze on President Biden's effort to tout his economic policies. Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
We understand some realities happening right now, including the fact that there is a war happening in Europe, and that is dominating the airwaves, which we understand and fully expect.
In poll after poll, the public disapproves of the president's handling of the economy, which has sent his overall approval standing near all-time lows. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Check out the latest news and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pain from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them. The weight works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Italian Premier Mario Draghi secures a deal for more natural gas across a Mediterranean pipeline from Algeria.
It's the latest push by a European Union nation to reduce dependence on Russian energy following its invasion of Ukraine. Draghi says an agreement to intensify bilateral cooperation in the energy sector, along with a deal to export more gas to Italy, are what he calls a significant response to the strategic goal of quickly securing alternative energy sources. The deal would add up to 9 billion cubic meters of gas from Algeria by 2023-24. The increased flows will start in the fall.
George Williams reporting. Mexico's Congress is set to vote on a constitutional reform prompted by President Andrés Manuel López Obrador that would undo much of the market opening and electrical power carried out by his predecessor. It's unclear if López Obrador has the votes to push the reform through. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. China is sending most of its advanced fighter jets to patrol disputed seas, as we get the update from Bernie Bennett.
Early versions of the J-20 stealth jet used Russian engines, but those have since been replaced with domestically produced twin engines. The jets were first shown to the public with the new Chinese engines last year at Airshow China. The deployment is intended to, quote, better safeguard China's airspace security and maritime interests, according to the state-run tabloid Global Times, reporting this week, citing military experts. The announcement comes just weeks after United States General Kenneth Wilsbach, the commander of the U.S. Pacific Air Forces, said U.S. F-35s and China J-20s came into close proximity with each other over the East China Sea. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Skiers get a spring gift. A surprise April storm brought several feet of snow to the Sierra Nevada and rain to parts of the San Francisco Bay Area, some 3 feet up in the Mammoth Mountain, Eastern Sierra area. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Solutions and details.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 7 minutes after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, going over the charts for the week of April the 11th to the 15th. Happy Easter, happy Passover, happy Ramadan. I'm not sure whether you say happy Ramadan to people. At any rate, it's a... And Passover is pretty sobering, solemn event. It's, I think, the most... Well, let me check with Michael Harrison. He follows all of that stuff more than I do, or at least I think he does. He knows more than I do about everything, because he's the master at the Talkers Magazine helm. Is Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher, here to go through the story list and the people list for this week. Easter is sort of... It's serious and somber, or what leads up to it, and then it's happy time because of the resurrection.
It certainly is those two elements attendant to Easter. But you bring up an interesting point that so many of the holidays that we celebrate are based upon either tragedies or conflicts or rising up against obstacles, and we
wars,
have,
religion, and the cause of war,
and death and suffering, and because we live in a very modern society that tends to be run by the greeting card industry, we trivialize and put this, you know, veneer of happiness and celebration and buy a car, you know.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Holidays, you know,
happy Easter,
Black Friday, and all that. So I've always found that to be an area, even when I was a kid, you know, happy attached to certain words that involved death and suffering. Yeah. It's peculiar. Let's just say you've touched that upon one of the
that's
the quirks in our culture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You want to do that the top stories?
Well, you're doing them. All that information going to swirl around in my head a little bit, and
it's a very interesting thing. And the little quip that I threw at you about the greeting card industry running our society.
Well, it's true.
Well, I mean, come on.
All the money is made. It's a big billion dollar business.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Do you like getting e-cards? Are you still a holdout?
No.
That you feel if somebody sends you an e-card that it's a cop-out?
Yep. I think that is exactly what I think. And what about you?
I'm happy anybody remembers me, but okay, you know what I mean. It's hard to get angry at somebody
in advance. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've reached the. I'm not good at dates, anniversaries, birthdays.
Yeah, right.
So quite often, I'm always behind or derelict in the niceties of the holidays. Mm-hmm. So when people send me an e-card, I hit the thing reply and I go, "Thank you for the e-card. Happy, you know, whatever to you."
Okay. It's happy. It's getting together and understanding the history of the world religion. I remember as a religion minor in college, I was fascinated with religion, the study of religion, and it gave me a whole new lease on what it was all about. Because as you just said at the beginning of the conversation, pretty much was about war and killing people. And if you don't believe in what we are telling you to believe in, you might as well join those who are in the happy hunting ground already, because if you don't believe what we tell you to believe in, we're going to shoot you or kill you or do something. You know, that's what happened. That's what Columbus did when he came over as the Queen Isabella gave him the money to come to the New World to convert people to Catholicism. It wasn't about exploring to find a new trade route. It was about converting people to Catholicism.
Yeah. So, there is often a military or an ideologically aggressive reason for any type of exploration.
Yeah.
It's true. But happy Columbus Day, you know, happy Halloween, happy Passover, happy Easter, you know.
Happy Columbus Day.
And hey, you know, let me tell you, it's a complicated mess being a human being.
It is.
I tell you, when I signed up for this, I had no idea it was going to be this tricky a deal.
You know? So are you ready to resign?
I don't want to resign. I mean, this platform called life it seems to be better than the alternative, but my goodness, it really is difficult being a human being and dealing with all of the paradoxes, the conundrums, the balancing act that we have to do on so many levels. And that's one of the reasons I think that talk radio is such a marvelous medium to be involved in, because it really gets to the core of what it is to be a human being. Now, shall we do the top 10?
I think that's an excellent idea. Why didn't I think of that?
At number 10, we have space exploration has finally made it as a topic more and more. I'm delighted by this because I've been saying this for years. I wish we talked more about it. We are. Space exploration is a 10. Climate change.
Things. Yeah.
Excuse me?
It's fascinating things we're seeing from the rest of the universe. Fascinating.
What an era we are heading into.
Fabulous.
Climate
change. We don't screw ourselves and kill ourselves all before we get there.
That's back to what we were saying before about being the paradox of being a human being. I mean, we are capable of such fabulous stuff. At the same time, we're, dealing with, hey, they blew up a warship.
Brutes.
Hey, they're going to retaliate. Hey.
Well, everybody was happy they blew up the warship, except for the Russians.
Those on our side of the spectrum are happy. I'm sure in Russia they're saying that they were attacked by those terrible Ukrainians.
Yeah.
Which also makes you wonder, if a nation as mighty and as large and populous as Russia can have such widespread ignorance and fake news, it just goes to show you the alternate realities in which we live. And back to what you said before, the brainwashing, whether it's religion or governmental or ideological, a human being has to stop and say, why do I feel the way I feel and why do I think the things I think? And it really is an exercise in self-reflection. All right, space exploration at 10, climate change at 9, education at 8. Number 7, race relations and immigration tied at 7. COVID-19 tied with psychology at 6. At number 5, we have a tie between two tremendously related topics. They may as well be the same, big tech and social media. At number 4, partisan politics, the 2022 and 2024 elections, which are both happening simultaneously, and the January 6th committee and its ongoing investigation. At number 3, the Brooklyn subway shooting tied with crime and the debate over gun control always comes back when we have an event like that. Mm-hmm. At number 2, the economy. Number one, the aforementioned Russia-Ukraine war, and that's tied with U.S. foreign policy, which obviously has gone through a bit of an alteration due to this war. The People Survey, Mitch McConnell at 10, Ron DeSantis at 9, Jen Psaki at 8, Elon Musk, what a character. He comes from another planet, you know, at number 7. Hunter Biden and Rudy Giuliani.
Mitch McConnell came from another planet. I didn't know that Elon Musk did, too.
Oh, yeah, Elon, that's why he has SpaceX. He wants to go home.
Huh?
Actually, I think he said he wants to die on Mars. You know
something? Did he say that?
Really? Yeah, that's what I heard. I don't know. I didn't read it directly, but I heard it somewhere. It's possible. But I'll tell you one thing. He's a strange dude, isn't he?
Well, is that what happens? I mean, think about how smart this guy is. He created PayPal. And what does it take to come up with something like that? Like, look at, you know, some of these others. Bill Gates, Zuckerberg, although he didn't create it, he stole it from the twins. But these guys are strange. Look at Apple's with Steve Jobs. These are weird.
Were they weird to
guys?
Begin with? Were they weird to begin with, or were they a combination of brains, guts, and luck, who became weirder as a result of their wealth and power? What do you
Does
think?
Money make you weird?
Can.
Yes, it can. It can change you, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people have a lot of money. You do, too. Has it changed them? Some people, yes. Some people, no.
That's exactly
depends.
It.
Yeah.
Every
right.
individual is a mystery unto themselves.
Yeah.
At number 5, we have Frank James. Number 4, Donald Trump, with whom I spent a little time this week. At number 3, Vladimir Zelensky. Number 2, Vladimir Putin. And number 1, poor old Joe Biden.
He's the president in red.
Boy, is he getting he's this poor guy.
And from all sides.
Yeah. Well, on every front.
He's not doing a great job, but he doesn't deserve as much starch. The people who want to control it just is. How is it possible to get? We get guys like Biden and Trump, frankly, because we don't support nor do we really seem to embrace the people who really would be good leaders for whatever the reason. Maybe it's because they are good leaders. And it would slow down the news cycle if we had really apt people who were able to run things properly and there wasn't a whole lot of hoopla. What would the news media do? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they'd rather have somebody like Trump or Biden because there's a big lots of hoopla surrounding them. That's my favorite word today. I just sent you an email with hoopla.
It'll be very interesting if in the 2024 election it's neither Biden nor Trump.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll be a nice fresh restart for the country.
Yeah. I see no way, although Trump's talking to potential, and maybe you found this out this week, we'll have to talk about your visit with him, no way that Trump, he's talking to people. I mean, there was even a rumor floating around that he's already trying to get a vice presidential candidate, and one of the people he talked to was Larry Elder. Am I telling that tale out of school, or did he tell you that?
No, as a matter of fact, frankly, this is the first I've heard of it. That's amazing.
Really?
Yeah. Breaking news to me.
Yep. All right, well, we'll probably have some more breaking news before this program is over. Yeah, Larry's okay. In my book, anyway. All right, 18 after the hour, this is Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Top stories this week from the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Number 10, exploration in space and how the Russians have maintained their position on the space station. Number 9, weather, the wild weather that's in the Midwest and the Mid-South is a focus of a lot of conversation, especially in that part of the country. Number 8, educational practices and what's going on. People looking into the U.S. Department of Education and finding all kinds of wasted money. Number 7, race relations, the whole immigration debate. COVID is number 6. Social media is number 5. Politics, number 4. The subway shooting in New York, number 3. The economy is number 2. And obviously the Russians and Ukrainians at war and our policy toward the Russians and toward the Ukrainians and how to maybe deal with the problem. That's number 1 this week. That's the story list from Talkers Magazine. You can find it at talkers.com or djvshow.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
If your office is reopening, Staples has you covered.
Back to the office, back to in-person meetings.
Staples has you covered.
In the office one day, home the next. I need to be able to work from anywhere.
Staples has you covered with everything you need for everywhere you work. Right now, save $15 when you spend $75 on select items. Everything you need for the office, home, anywhere. Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 4/16. In-store only. Coupon required. One per customer. See store or staplesconnect.com for exclusions and details.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, 23 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Michael Harrison. I can say that, and I know that it's meaningful when I say that, because we are friends. How do you continue to do something like this with as much aplomb as we have and sound like we're having a good time, which we are, if we didn't know each other well and know that we didn't have to step on eggshells? That's always the way I tell friendship. If I don't have to step on eggshells, then there are very few people, especially in this day and age,
of people being offended by everything.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Everything is a problem. Anyway, Michael's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You may have heard him mention earlier. If you didn't, you can get the download of the podcast of the Countdown Show at talkradiocountdownshow.com. The discussion about being in Florida and meeting with Donald Trump. So you want to share what you can share that wasn't confidential?
I engaged in a nice discussion. 12 people from media, business, religion, and politics around a table and discussing the issues of the day at Mar-a-Lago. And Donald Trump joined us. He wasn't there the whole time.
Right.
It was a nice experience. I've met him before at his places. I met him at his golf club down in West Palm, and this happened just the other day. And it's very interesting watching Trump up close. You know, he's obviously taken a bit of a retreat. Living and working at Mar-a-Lago, you know, when he doesn't have that god-awful orange makeup on, and he's not wearing
a cap on.
He didn't have the MAGA cap down over his face and the attitude, you know, and that you see at the rallies. But he's just relaxed, open collar, nice jacket, his natural complexion. And his relaxed attitude, he seemed really happy. But it's bizarre because...
Why do you want to be president and be unhappy when you can be happy, count your money, keep business going, and have a good life?
But what's really strange about Trump, and this was, it hit me like a ton of bricks, is this guy is living in a hotel restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the maitre d'. He DJs every night. He plays for about an hour of songs that he likes. Elvis Presley.
When I was there, I told you, I don't know, some months ago, that a friend of mine who belongs to Mar-a-Lago invited me to join her for lunch there. And we were eating lunch, and he comes out, and he wants to know how my crab salad is.
Right.
That was the maitre d'.
Funny. This guy was president of the United States just yesterday.
One of the most controversial guys in the history of our planet.
Right.
And he wants to know how my crab salad is.
It's a phenomenon of sociology.
It is.
It's psychology.
Yeah,
and it's just weird.
All right. And so I want to know whether he tip his hand as to he had you. You were all there for a reason. Even if he wasn't in the meeting the whole way, he had to have known why everybody was there or been the host of it. So what do you get? Is he running? What's he doing?
Oh, no. All I got is that he's happy and he's schmoozy. There was very little political discussion when he was at the table.
Yeah.
There was a lot of joking around and fooling around. Yeah. You know, he's a funny guy.
It's interesting because he doesn't seem to have a sense of humor at all.
Right.
You know,
it all depends on the angle. All depends on the angle that you approach.
He never even showed that he had a sense of humor when he was the host of The Apprentice, really. I don't think he did. Did you? He just sat in the corner.
I don't think he was supposed to be in that.
Oh,
I think he was supposed to be a frightening figure.
Yeah, well, he was. And he was a frightening figure as president, too.
Well, he got fired.
Oh, yeah. That's right. He did get fired from being the president.
I'm not fired.
All right. Anyway, so that's Michael's trip to see Trump. It's 28 past the hour in this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Before Bamboo HR... feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stack.
It was all in spreadsheets and like folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo like onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm like totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Fly nonstop from Reading to Las Vegas for as low as $39 one way with Avelo Airlines. Feeling like that weekend getaway? You can be in Vegas by lunch and enjoy all that Las Vegas has to offer. Great food, entertainment, and fun. Don't forget about those Raiders games this fall. With small lines and easy parking, flying from Reading with Avelo just got a whole lot better with flights to Vegas. Say hello to Avelo and book direct now at AveloAir.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Finally, Spring Fest is back. ION Impact on Networking, in collaboration with Viva Downtown and Cool April Nights, is bringing you the 5th annual Spring Fest Car and Bike Show to kick off this year's long-awaited Cool April Nights. This exciting event will be held on Friday, April 22nd from 3 to 7 p.m. in the heart of downtown Reading. Viva Downtown will be closing down Market Street to make way for cars and bikes and a variety of food and drinks, music by renowned local band Bartosz, awesome raffle prizes including the amazing High Roller Raffles with items valued up to $4,000. This event is sponsored by Members First Credit Union, Strong Automotive, and J&K Muffler. Registration is $20 per car or bike, and all proceeds benefit Pathways to Hope for Children, a nonprofit organization that serves as an umbrella for a wide range of programs and projects providing community outreach, youth development, family support, child abuse prevention, education and awareness activities in Shasta County. Come join us for an enjoyable evening for your whole family to kick off Cool April Nights in support of very worthy cause, Pathways to Hope for Our Children programs.
After the hour now, we're showing our strength, our unity together. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, And beside the hoopla of going to visit Trump and the hoopla of the war and the hoopla of other things going on, Michael, this week, through Talkers, published the annual 100 Heaviest Hitters in the Talk Radio World. And so if people go to talkers.com, you can see that list. And there is, I suppose, a comment or two that's necessary from your perspective as to who's on the list. There are not a lot of surprises on the list, but what in making this list out, it's always you're either a hero or a rat when you do something like this.
Mm-hmm. Pleasure and pain.
Yes, right, exactly.
Thank yous and... I can't say the word, but it starts with an F. Hughes.
Yes, right.
And that's the story of my life.
Okay, so maybe that's all we have to say. Well, it's a good and interesting list. Yeah?
Well, it's an interesting business, isn't it?
It is.
And, of course,
you
know, lists like that are partially... Certainly, there's a certain accuracy to them based upon our credibility. We've been doing it for well over, you know, three decades now.
Mm-hmm.
But there are also lists like that that have subjective elements determining the order and the inclusion. They're also a beauty contest to a certain extent. That's why I encourage people, although in vain mostly, but I encourage people to take these type of things, you know, for what they're worth.
If you're number one, it's worth a lot. If you're number 100, maybe not so much.
It's my consolation speech. Yeah. You know, hey, right. Don't worry about it. It's not important. You know, nobody cares.
But people do care.
Well, I've had a number of times over the year where I've been invited on radio shows by disgruntled hosts to attack me.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Did you tell me that before? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, attack me for not being on the list or whatever. And they always say, you know, Michael Harrison is with us. He's the publisher of this rag that nobody reads and nobody cares about.
Yeah.
And
so
you know,
then
how come
you
we were
on
the
list? There you go. Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like this week the announcement was made, and it doesn't have anything to do really with the Talk Radio Countdown Show, but because the mainstay of my broadcast existence over, I'm in my 57th year of being a broadcaster, and the 35th year in October of the morning syndicated program.
That's why I've always looked up to you as an elder statesman and a big brother.
No, what you've said to me is what I maintain out of what you have said to me over the years is not that. What I maintain or what I hold on to is that you tell me I'm going to be the last man standing.
Oh, yeah. That's
right.
You're going to have the pleasure of being the last guy standing in a field, and people are going to say, what's radio? Well, I'm the number one person in radio. You're the only person.
Maybe the only person left in radio. Would you still count me in the countdown? We'll have the non-radio.
It'll be the countdown of one. Now, here's the heavy one.
Yeah,
Doug Steffen.
Right. Number one. Make it to number one. Yeah. All right, anyway.
But I do want to say one thing, and seriously, folks listening to this, what Doug has accomplished in terms of longevity is remarkable. He continues to do that. He's at the top of his game. And longevity in a business like radio, or anything today that has to do with show business and communications, it's a remarkable thing because people have we all collectively have the attention span of a gnat, and to be able to keep it going this long is a remarkable accomplishment.
I think that I would say this about the only other brethren. That I, and it's not that I don't regard some of my brethren, most of them I do, but I really, one of the people that I actually love in this business beside you is Bohannon. Mm. And the fact that he's been around, he and I, we've seen a lot of water go under the dam over the years and still kept the home fires burning brightly. So that's in a way that's a lot of reward in and of itself. So now, speaking of rewards, a little more inside baseball, but I think this is something you've reflected on in Talkers this week, and I say it because I'm proud. I didn't win the award, but the program, for the first time ever, has won an award, a Gracie which is the Academy Award of Women in Broadcasting. Basically, I did not know what a big deal it was until I got myself on the list with the three ladies, and they won a Gracie. And I kind of paid attention to it a little, but I didn't pay much attention to it because we never were a part of it. Because Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner have actually won in a very distinguished category this year, the Gracies. There's a big, it's kind of like the Oscars, red carpet and a big formal dinner at the Beverly Wilshire Hotel in Los Angeles, television coverage. It's just kind of a big deal. And you pointed it out in Talkers, and I appreciate that as well, because it is something that I'm proud of because these girls are great.
I want to mention something interesting. I don't mean to put you on the spot. There's a 50-50 chance you know the answer or you don't. Do you know what Gracie stands for?
Yes, Grace Allen. George Burns and Gracie Allen. Yep.
Gracie Allen. They named the award after Gracie Allen.
Yep.
Who so often is overshadowed by her contemporary on television comedy, Lucille Ball. Mm. But Lucille Ball had respect for Gracie Allen. Gracie Allen was one of the greatest female pioneers in modern media.
She was one of the smartest, given that time. You know, she goes that whole era of people who understood the business from top to bottom. Mm-hmm. Certainly, she was. She was more of a leader, but she was whatever. I don't want to put in quotes smart enough to put George Burns out front, but she was really like Lucy was the brains of the outfit.
Not to take anything away from Desi Arnaz, but interestingly,
no,
Desi Arnaz could not make it without Lucy.
Right.
George Burns made it for decades without Gracie, so they were a remarkable couple.
Publicly, but behind the scenes. That's what I didn't make that clear. Behind the scenes.
Yeah.
It was, right.
You know, one thing interesting about Gracie Allen, you know, she had that ditzy persona.
Right.
Her shtick was that she's stupid in a way that was hilarious.
No.
But she wasn't stupid. But here's the interesting thing about Gracie Allen. She never, ever took the mask off publicly. Mm-hmm.
Probably.
Even if it wasn't, performing, if she was being interviewed or she was making an appearance someplace with George, she always played the part of the ditzy woman. And she never let anybody see who she really is, which made her act even more effective. Whereas Lucy was a very different person offstage.
Yes.
Or she was on a panel show or a game show or whatever. Very different than that character in I Love Lucy.
Well, you know, it just goes to show you. There's lots of energy that makes the world go round.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice to be able to tout the people who are good at what they do, no matter what era we're talking about, back then or today. Still, it's a real challenge. I don't think, most people think of people who are actors versus stars. Acting is a very tough job, a tough gig.
Oh,
the people who are, even if they're extraordinarily well known. I was thinking the other day on the DJV program, I was talking about Dylan McDermott, who was an accomplished character actor. If you don't recognize his name, you'd recognize him when you saw him for sure. So this last couple of seasons, he's played an horrific bad guy on the new Law & Order series where Chris comes back, Maloney. Chris Maloney comes back, has his own show. And so Dylan McDermott has been a very bad, bad guy. I mean...
Oh, really? I didn't know. I haven't seen the new Law & Order.
Awful bad guy. I mean, it's a good show, actually.
I understand Cameron Manheim, who used to be Eleanor
Fox. She's in the new old original Law & Order. They tried to get Green back to be with Anthony Anderson. Anderson could come back, but Green's schedule wouldn't let him come back. So he wasn't able to do it. See, finally, he just got out of his old contract with the CW show that he's in, and now he's going to do a new show for CBS. Anyway, the point I'm making about Dylan McDermott is that he ended his run earlier in the season And I found out why. He wanted, when the guy who was the new FBI show, another Dick Wolf show, you know, Dick Wolf has three nights of television that he controls two different networks. On Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night, he has all three shows on the FBI, the CBS FBI shows on Tuesday, the Chicago shows on Wednesday, and the Law and Order shows on Thursday. And so what he's done is create this ambiance. So when the guy who was the lead on one of the FBI shows left, McDermott wanted it. So they took him out of the role as a bad guy, and they put him the next week as the good guy running this FBI office. I just found it fascinating that they could create, you know, that's what it was all about, creating. Top stories this week from the Talk Radio Countdown Show, number 10, exploration in space and how the Russians have maintained their position on the space station. Number 9, weather, the wild weather that's in the Midwest and the Mid-South is a focus of a lot of conversation, especially in that part of the country. Number 8, educational practices and what's going on. People looking into the U.S. Department of Education and finding all kinds of wasted money. Number 7, race relations, the whole immigration debate. COVID is number 6. Social media is number 5. Politics, number 4. The subway shooting in New York, number 3. The economy is number 2. And obviously the Russians and Ukrainians at war, and our policy toward the Russians and toward the Ukrainians and how to maybe deal with the problem. That's number 1 this week. That's the story list from Talkers Magazine. You can find it at talkers.com or djvshow.com. 45 past the hour.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouth-watering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's V-I-N-E-T-O-B-A-R.com. cold shipped to your door. It's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Top stories this week from the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Number 10, exploration in space and how the Russians have maintained their position on the space station. Number 9, weather, the wild weather that's in the Midwest and the Mid-South is a focus of a lot of conversation, especially in that part of the country. Number 8, educational practices and what's going on. People looking into the U.S. Department of Education and finding all kinds of wasted money. Number 7, race relations, the whole immigration debate. COVID is number 6. Social media is number 5. Politics, number 4. The subway shooting in New York, number 3. The economy is number 2. And obviously the Russians and Ukrainians at war and our policy toward the Russians and toward the Ukrainians and how to maybe deal with the problem. That's number 1 this week. That's the story list from Talkers Magazine. You can find it at talkers.com or djvshow.com. All right, let's get to the interview, the MH interview this week. The aforementioned Jim Bohannon has shown up to be interviewed. So what does he have to say?
Well, we talk about his perspective on war and militarism because he was a Vietnam veteran and he's been covering wars on his shows for years.
Yep.
And we talk about changes in media, the past, present, and future of radio. The guy's been on the radio for over 60 years, and he's still at the top of his game. So I find him fascinating. Next week, we have Bill O'Reilly on the podcast, so it's two heavy hitters. Bing, bang.
Did he leave his ego at the door, or is that...
I get along well with O'Reilly.
I know you do. He's an interesting character.
Oh, yeah.
But make no mistake, when he walks into a room, he wants you to know he's there.
Oh, yeah.
And that's not all bad when you're doing what he does for a living.
Exactly.
Frankly. Yeah, he is. And by the way, he's a big guy.
Yes, he
is. For those who don't know, big guy. All right, it's 50 minutes after the hour, 10 before the hour. Michael Harrison on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's.
Today's topic, Easter style.
I love when everyone's dressed in their Easter best. Then you need to check out the deals at Kohl's.
I got 25% off the perfect floral dress, a new shirt for my husband for only $34.99, and got 25% off outfits the kids are going to look adorable in.
Cue the family photo op.
Exactly. Did I mention you can also get an extra 30%, 20%, or 15% off with your Kohl's card and earn Kohl's cash?
Looks like some bunny hunted down the savings.
Select style, 30%, 20%, or 15% off on April 16th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Stephen J.J. Wiseman not with us this week, but I do have something that, because we're so affected by the costs of food and we're seeing the economy as a big part, as number 2 this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine, I have found through research the 10 most expensive foods to eat right now. I'm talking about normal foods. I'm not talking about caviar and all of that. I'm talking about a list of the things that you would buy almost any day from a farmer or from the grocery store, the food store, whatever it is, because this the grocery thing at the moment, it is not normal by any stretch of the imagination. We kind of were in and out because of the pandemic, but if you've gone to the checkout counter this week, it doesn't feel good because of the skyrocketing grocery prices, mostly due now. It was the pandemic before, and now it's the problems caused by Ukraine, the war over there, and you ain't seen nothing yet. So if you're wondering how expensive and you're going to go shopping this weekend for your Easter food, I'm going to give you the list of the top 10, and I think I'll start at the top instead of at the bottom. Well, maybe, I don't know, you can take this with a grain of salt or a grain of rice. Pardon the pun. Number one, most expensive, according to a supermarket survey this week, the prices have gone up more on rice than anything else. So if you're planning on buying rice for your events this weekend or looking ahead, I love rice, frankly. I fix it for my dog. I fix it for me. Put it in soups. Put it in all kinds of things. I quite frankly like it because it has no gluten in it, and it's a good starch if you like that. Price per pound up 7% this month over where it was last year. All right, that's the price of rice. Number two, be prepared to pay more for chocolate because chocolate is up 11% from this time a year ago. So chocolate chip cookies are hitting their peak. Not a surprise, because obviously the cost of the chocolate is what's making it go up, up, up. And sweets, generally speaking, are getting more expensive. So know that as you're shopping. Number three on the list is steak. Sirloin steak, one of the cookout staples. As we get into the good weather right now, the price is going up. I see some steaks up 20%. It depends on the cut. Anywhere from 6 to 20% more for certain steaks at this time of year compared to last year. Number four on the list of expensive, I suppose, this, yeah, do you eat it or don't eat it? Bacon. And you can blame this on the Chinese because they bought Smithfield, which is the number one pork producer in the world, and they're screwing around with the prices plus the quality of the pork, including bacon. Price of bacon, which is the third most consumed type of animal product, and don't you think the Chinese didn't know that, increased 13% across the board since this time last year. How about that? 13%. Same thing can be said for ham, which is also on the list at number five, especially this time of year because of the interest that people have in ham for Easter, up 18%. 18%. Ham is the highest price that it has seen in years and years and years. Milk, number six on the list. Somebody said to me, how about you put it this way? The amount of moolah, pardon the pun, that you have to spend to buy a quart of milk is way up 9% more than last year at this time. And that's also government mandates and the big agribusinesses screwing the small family farmer. That's really the result of that. Number seven on the list, oranges. Difficult problem because of some bacteriological diseases. The greening disease has probably been a problem for Florida oranges. California oranges are much better, but because there's a shortage, 9% more this year than it was last year at this time. Same for strawberries, except currently the cost of strawberries is 21% more than it was last year at this time. Wow. Coffee drinkers, because of what's going on in the world, prices up as much as 22%, depending on whether you buy it to make it yourself or you buy it at some place like Starbucks. Number 10, this is surprising, but it's grain-based. The 10th most expensive food on this list is spaghetti. Spaghetti and the grains that support it. Spaghetti's up 6% over this same time last year. So I love spaghetti, but I can't eat it unless it's gluten-free. And maybe some of you got the same problem. But the grains are short, so you can expect to pay a lot more for things like spaghetti. That's the list of the most expensive foods at the moment, according to a number of agricultural economists. I'm Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockster. Ukraine's foreign minister is describing the situation in Mariupol as dire and heartbreaking, says Russia's continued attacks there could be a red line that ends all efforts to reach peace through negotiation. Dmitry Kuleba tells CBS's Face the Nation that the remaining Ukrainian military personnel and civilians in the port city are basically encircled by Russian forces. On the other side of the country, a volunteer at a border station in Poland says workers there organized a little Easter celebration for refugees fleeing Ukraine.
We want to bring a little bit of maybe feeling of home, feeling of celebration to forget for a moment about all the terrible things that happen and just seek some happiness and hope.
The Biden administration extending the nationwide mask mandate that was set to expire Monday for airplanes and public transit despite much public unhappiness. White House COVID coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha tells NBC's Meet the Press the country's in much better shape place than it was a couple of months ago, but health officials are keeping a close eye on the BA2 variant.
Cases are rising. We want to see, is this going to translate into more severe disease, more hospitalizations, more deaths?
The political future of Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti remains in limbo.
Garcetti delivered his final State of the City address last week in what amounted to a farewell speech. If the two-term Democrat remains at City Hall, his term runs through the end of the year. President Biden nominated Garcetti to become U.S. Ambassador to India, but a Senate confirmation vote has been delayed. Meanwhile, L.A. has a long list of problems, including a homeless crisis, rising crime, and sky-high housing prices. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Millions of Americans waiting until the last minute to file their taxes due midnight Monday night. News at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
A classified satellite's been launched into space from California aboard a SpaceX rocket.
The two-stage SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket lifted off at 6:13 a.m. Sunday from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California. The U.S. National Reconnaissance Office described the satellite only as a critical national security payload. The NRO is in charge of developing, building, launching, and maintaining satellites that provide intelligence data to senior policymakers, the intelligence community, and the Defense Department. Vandenberg says it was the first mission by the NRO to reuse a SpaceX rocket booster.
Stage 2 is in terminal guidance.
The Falcon's first stage flew back, landing at a seaside base northwest of Los Angeles.
Stage 1 landing confirmed.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Check out the latest breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Jordan Spieth erases the memory of a frustrating Masters by winning Sunday at Hilton Head.
Spieth has posted a come-from-behind playoff win to claim the RBC Heritage Tournament. The 28-year-old Spieth charged home with a final round 66 that included two eagles and a final hole birdie.
Just came out today and said, I'm not going to leave one putt short, and if they miss, they miss, and then made just enough to cap it and win.
The Texan made a par at the first extra hole to close out Patrick Cantlay, who had finished at 13 under after a final round 68. The victory was the first for the season and the 13th on the PGA Tour for Spieth, who bounced back from the disappointment of missing the cut at the Masters last week. I'm Graham Agars.
Kyle Busch slipped past the spinning cars of Tyler Reddick and Chase Briscoe to steal his first Cup win of the season Sunday night at the mud-covered Bristol Motor Speedway. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless
pets. A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're speaking another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Okay, 7 after the hour, time for us to go through the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of what's on the list from Talkers Magazine. The charts are for the week of April 11th to the 15th, so through to the beginning of the Easter weekend. I don't know that any of the stories have been affected by that, frankly, but we'll go through the list with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner both here to take the point of view that we've taken on most of these stories during the week on the DJV program. And if you don't get to listen to the DJV program, you can. If it's not available on your station, you can listen to it each day. The whole program all day long is available at DJV Show. That's the full show, djvshow.com. Or you can hear the podcasts as well every day at djvshow.com. So I'm going to go through the list of stories at number 10. What's going on the space station? We'll go back to some of these. Ladies, you might pick out some of the ones that you would like to extrapolate a little bit more info on. The situation of the weather in the Midwest and the Mid-South this time of year, lots of wild storms. At number 8, our education department and the money that's being spent, or by according to some, wasted on programs that don't work. Number 7, immigration and who's coming into the country and what they're doing. I have a story about Somalis that I found out yesterday this week, and I'll share that as we go into that particular item. Number 6 is COVID and where we are with all of that. the mask thing. I just found out we were talking on the DJV program this week about having the government has required or extended the requirement for us to wear masks on planes again. And the airline management is crazy about that because they don't say there's no need for it, and there isn't, because the planes are as clean and fresh in terms of air as you can find anywhere. And it's also interesting to know that 8 airlines around the world this week have announced that they will no longer require passengers to wear masks on the aircraft. So that's a slap in the face to our government or the citizen. What is it, the Center for Disease Confusion? Okay to have them. I think it makes sense to have them on trains and buses and subways and stuff, but airplanes? Yeah. No, not at all. Okay, number 5, social media. Jay's going to talk about some of the things that are important and get some of your response to some of our discussions this week on the DJV program later through the course of the program. Number 4, partisan politics, the same old. That's really what it is. Doesn't change. Democrats good, Republicans bad, depending on who you're talking to. Republicans good, Democrats bad. Never going to move ahead in this country until we figure out how to make things work the way they used to. Great to have differences, important to point out different things, but this kind of stuff has got to stop. Number 3, the subway shooting in New York. Wow, there's something to behold, that story. If you don't know much about it, we'll talk about it. The economy, big bad stories, and of course, the number 1 item is the war. Russia has threatened this week to deploy nukes if Sweden and Finland join NATO. Yeah, okay. You guys, there's no way the Russians are going to win this. And there's no way that Russia will be a respectable country anymore as far as government is concerned. And there's no way that Putin can survive. There just isn't. And the more of this stuff that comes around, he's going to blow up the Baltic because Sweden and Finland join NATO.
Furious about that.
Well, so, why are they furious about it? It's their own doing. All of this stuff is their own doing.
Of course.
And the rest of the world seems to be finding this out. That's why, you know, Finland, they've never paid much attention. Sweden, pretty much a neutral country. They don't want to be subject to this sort of thing. Meanwhile, this week there were a lot of various ways that the truth has been explanation, if you will, in pamphlets and things. I don't know how they're getting these spread around, though. Do you know, ladies, how all of these new measures, these new pamphlets and leaflets and things are being distributed to tell the Russians what really is going on? But I don't know how that stuff is getting spread around. We certainly aren't flying over Leningrad to drop the pamphlets.
Yeah, and I mean, there are, well, you mean pamphlets? I don't know what you mean by pamphlets and leaflets and stuff. NATO or?
Covert operations almost, because you don't want to get, nobody would want to get caught because you don't know what the repercussions are going to be. It's a lot like where a lot of Christians go to different countries and they do not want the Bible anywhere, and they secretly distribute the Bible to places. Mm-hmm. It's probably something along the same lines as that.
Okay.
Well, and also a lot of people in Russia have bought VPNs, so they've got their own private network to stay connected to the internet, and so they've got a free and open internet if you have a VPN. A lot of athletes use VPNs as well when they went to Beijing, so that they weren't, you know, being monitored by the Chinese government. So there are ways of certainly of spreading information, and it's just a matter of, you know, we just keep seeing more and more how many people in Russia are actually supporting Putin. And it's, you know, it seems to keep getting more and more popular because he's spinning it. And the TV, if you watch TV in Russia, you only get like a few channels now. Yeah. They've cut everything else off. Mm-hmm. And you're only getting this Russian state news. So it looks like you're on the right side of evil here, but they're not.
But still, even if with them putting out this propaganda and cutting the channels, wouldn't somebody with common sense think, hey, I believe everything they're telling me, but why are they stopping other news outlets, or why are they stopping other channels? Why am I only getting this side of the information? Wouldn't that make you question so much more? And it seems like a lot of people in Russia are not questioning enough.
Right.
All right. Also in league with number 1, the story of the conduct of the war, the Musk, is it, how do we pronounce it? The Moskva is the Russian flagship. It's the big destroyer, big warship that now it was attacked earlier this week and it has sunk into the Black Sea. The video of this flashing around the world and people in Ukraine out in the public, yay, you know, the big demonstrations. The Russian Ministry of Defense even admitted that the guided missile cruiser Moskva had sunk.
Yeah, they said it was a fire on board. Ukraine says, not so fast. We shot it.
Blew it out.
And no one, and honestly, there are a lot of people still trying to even confirm what actually happened. Because, you know, Ukraine has their own messaging war that they're, engaged in. And so, you know, they like to claim victory on that. And it, either way, it's a big loss to the Russian Navy, for sure. Right.
Doesn't make them look very powerful.
No.
And, you know, the only way that they can have any success, it would appear, in fighting other major countries would be to use their nuclear weaponry, because they don't seem to be able to get it together. A small country, population 60 million, with the ability to push the Russians back, population 240 million in Russia, and they can't muster up enough good soldiers. Yeah, they're all drunk or they're all running away. Not all of them, but certainly many of them are. So, the rest of it's all the news, the stories are more horror, more stress. You know, these people are putting, they're doing a yeoman's job. But then, something you just said, Victoria, is worth consideration. Are we getting the straight story? Because we know that the Ukrainians are capable, after all, they have Russian lineage. And the Russians are not truthful at all. So these people cut out of the same cloth. We like them because they're standing up to the Russians, and we like them because they have a quasi-democracy. It's pretty damn corrupt, but then all of those Eastern European countries are pretty damn corrupt, because that's the way the Russian, that's the way the USSR was operated. They all, the history of that part of the world is corruption and deceit. That just is. So how do we know? I think you asked the question, and that's the right question. How do we know what's really true? I want to believe, because I don't like Putin, never have, and I would like him to be exterminated along with his crew so that the Russian people have a chance. But have they ever had a chance? I mean, look at the history since the Bolshevik Revolution or even the Tsars. I mean, the history of Russia is loaded pretty much consistently with despots who have controlled people, the population, through intimidation. Right? I mean, look at the history of Russia. So, you know, it sort of, I think, flows on to Ukraine, although this guy seems to have been, Zelensky seems to have been popularly elected in the real, you know, really, truly. Or at least as much as, again, anybody in the Eastern European
country. Well, there are a lot of corruption charges, too, and accusations with him. So it's, you know, nobody's perfect. No one seems to be scandal-free.
No. But he's our guy, and therefore, if he's our, this is the history of America. We back some pretty lousy characters over the history of our country for whatever our own. Let's face it. We do what's good for us. We support the people who support us. Not necessarily are they always the good guys. I mean, look at some of the people we've supported in Africa and people that we've supported in Asia. Yeah. No, and this guy, I mean, you can go through a textbook of people that we have supported that ought not to have been, I mean, in a practical, even Steven world, they wouldn't have been supported. But they are, because they're our guys. There's the good guys, the bad guys, and our guys. Kind of like the army. Is the right way, the wrong way, and the army way of doing things. So that's, I think, somewhat food for thought. It's 17 past the hour. You're listening to the Talk Radio Review.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. All right, so there's one final piece. It isn't the final, but there's another story here regarding the war, the conduct of the war, what's happening to the Russians. So we've all the last two or three weeks wondered about the Russian yachts. 300, 400, 500, 600, 700 million dollar yachts. So the latest one to be grabbed came into Fiji, but the police grabbed it, the customs officials there, docked in Fiji, but it didn't have any, it had no papers. It didn't have, it just showed up. This is a Reuters story this week. No customs clearance. It just, they found a place they thought they could hide the boat.
How do you hide a boat that big?
This is 350 feet long.
That's a cruise ship. How do you hide a cruise ship?
Yeah. No, well, what do you call people in Fiji? Fijians? Anyway.
Fijians.
They said, see you later. All right, 21 after the hour.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown.
Discover the all-new 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability, plus a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Getting a new ride is fun. Shopping online for a new car, not so much. Stop doing the same car search over and over again on multiple sites and try Autotempest.com. See all the cars with one easy search. Our powerful search engine scours all the top car shopping sites, giving you instant results so you can easily browse all the listings with one search. Whether a dream ride, a family hauler, or a work truck, let us help you find your next ride. Autotempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now. It's time for us to go through the comments section. Jay Kirshner here with Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen on a talk radio review, a roundup of what, in this case, some people are saying, their comments for us on our social media, questions that Jay has asked through the week about some of the issues, starting with COVID. So what do we have here, Jay?
Well, one of the big debates is COVID-19's effect on mental health. Jeff Schmidt says, I think it's still too early to tell the effects on mental health. We're just now starting to get life back to what most people would call quote-unquote normal, whatever that means, and we don't know the real effects. We might not know the real effects for decades. In his opinion, technically, we don't even know when it's really going to be over.
Yeah. I don't think it'll ever be over at all. It's going to fold into the other flus that we have to be careful of.
Yeah, each, there's still more. Yeah. What's the epidemic?
Yeah. Yeah, it's pathetic. It's pathetic.
Jay Martin says he knows his wife is still battling physical problems with it, and mentally it gives her periods of depression about the speed of her recovery.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people are dealing with that. That has to be so rough. Mike Johns says, some people have told me that they can't keep being asked to stay home. He's 43 years old and loves being alone. He doesn't get lonely unless he wants to be lonely. I know a lot of people felt like they thrived in the year 2020 at, like, the height of the pandemic. Samantha Freeman says, illness happens and nobody has ever been as scared of getting sick until now, and it's not all COVID fears. They are afraid of all illnesses now. Parents terrified of their kids getting sick with anything, that all these kids are becoming germophobic shut-ins.
Oh, my God. It's ridiculous. People keep using these germ things that you see everywhere. You put a squirter on your hand and you're supposedly a cleaner.
Hand sanitizer.
That is the worst possible thing you can do for your health and well-being. And this is more of the kind of bunkum or BS that you get from the Center for Disease Confusion. Yeah, use the hand sanitizers. No, they kill all the good germs, all the good bacteria. Your system cannot possibly function without the bacteria you have in your gut. Billions of bacteria, and the more you do to kill them, the sicker you're going to get. That's basically the bottom line, and no doctor worth his or her salt will argue with that. All right, what else we got? The CDC, now here we go, more,
extending mask mandates for transportation.
So annoying.
Tara Bishop says, why extend? People don't wear them properly now. No one covers their nose anymore, and most are wearing dirty masks.
That's a very important point. Yeah.
Right, Don Mayers says, by all means, wear one if you have a personal reason to, but it seems the need for mandatory use has passed.
Yep.
Agreed.
Absolutely.
Agreed.
Yep.
Agree with that one. Jeremy Major says, remember when Fauci said the typical mask people buy in the drugstore is not really effective in keeping out viruses?
Contradiction from Fauci. What else?
There you go. Instead of Center for Disease Confusion, Center for Disease Contradiction. Lyle Hicks adds, truly waste of time. Masks provide some protection from the spread of germs. Common sense does more protection.
Yep. All right. Elon Musk. That was a Freudian. Elon Musk and his Twitter thing. What's going on? What are people saying about that?
Tim Oski says, buying businesses and successfully growing them is a skill that deserves respect like any other. It's one thing to have the funds for purchase. It's another to be successful following the purchase.
Yep. All right. Who else? What does Vinny say?
Vinny Kishan says, Elon's multi-billion-dollar request to buy Twitter outright when half of that money could go towards a better cause, like making sure no child in America ever goes hungry. And Mindy Stevens also says, why do people have the right to tell others what to do with their money?
Exactly. Do what you want with your money there. That's good advice. It's 28 past the hour. Thanks for your input.
You Move is now the official dog joint supplement of the American Kennel Club. It is teaming up with the AKC to help pet owners keep their dogs active for life. Whether your dog jumps across the agility course or jumps off the couch for daily walks, joint and hip care are vital for keeping your furry friend happy and active. You Move has been improving the joint health of dogs for 15 years with chewable supplements made with natural ingredients including whole green-lipped mussels, sustainably sourced to preserve joint-soothing omega-3s, and scientifically proven to work within 6 weeks. This month, YouMove introduces YouMove Plus Hip and Joint Supplement, which contains 20% more green lift muscles than the original formula. To help dog owners see the benefits, YouMove is offering 30% off any supplement by using the one-time code dog-athlete-30 at checkout. And as always, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. For more information, visit www.youmove.com. For more information on the AKC, visit www.akc.org.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stack.
It was all in spreadsheets and like folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo like onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm like totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Hi, I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. The distinctive Asus ZenBook Flip 15 is an elegant, sophisticated, and versatile Windows 10 laptop. Its amazing 4K UHD OLED Nano Edge high contrast touchscreen is Pantone validated for color accuracy, TÜV Rheinland certified for eye care, and features a precision engineered 360 degree ergo lift hinge. The sleek and ultra-compact design gives ZenBook Flip 15 an amazing 90% screen-to-body ratio. Its latest 11th-gen Intel Core processor and gaming-grade NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1650 Ti graphics will accelerate your on-the-go productivity and creativity. Asus ZenBook Flip 15 is your perfect creative partner. Do great things with a Windows PC. Performance, price, and plenty to choose from.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's continue the conversation here. It's obvious we're continuing it off the air. Let's keep it going on the air. DJ Veers. Jennifer's not with us this week, but Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner are here with me. I'm Doug Steffen to go through our thoughts, what we've experienced, what we've talked about this week on the DJV program. As I said, you can get the DJV download anytime, day or night. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, at DJV Show. And you can get the daily show all day, every day, and the podcast at DJVShow.com. Number six item this week has to do with COVID. And the discussion, it seems to me, that took most of the wind. Well, there were two things that took the wind out of the room or the oxygen out of the room. One of them were booster shots. The Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine produced the testing, according to Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's connected to the DJV program through DJV Health, says that there was a robust response in children aged 5 through 11. And so this is the data actually shows a 36-fold increase in antibody levels effective against the variant that is popular, or not popular, but most pronounced, the Omicron at the moment. And this is a measurement that was done a month or so after the booster was actually administered. So at this point, they don't know how long the protection will last with youngsters. And there are some who are trying to get the authorization for shots for younger, you know, talking 1-year-old kids, that sort of thing. Pfizer says the new data could benefit from other, that children can get another shot. 140 youngsters who already have two shots were given a booster 6 months later. Researchers find the extra shot generally revved up their immune response. Okay, so, Jay, you're the parent of a young boy about 2 years old. What's been your position for in the vaccine discussion and debate with your child, with your family, with your friends as to what to do? What's the thing that makes you most comfortable?
I'm pro vaccine for my family, but I also respect other people for not wanting to have their kids vaccinated. As far as the COVID vaccine, I'm doing whatever his pediatrician thinks is best. Mac gets the weirdest things. He's like living in the 1800s. He had impetigo, which is a really contagious skin infection, and scarlet fever back around Christmas time. So I feel like I should be more concerned about dysentery at this point than COVID.
Scurvy's next.
Yes. He's living on the Oregon Trail, apparently.
Yeah.
Wow.
Poor Mac.
But I do, my friend base, they're kind of mixed. About half of them they have had their kids vaccinated if they're of age. Ones who have babies, half of them are like, yes, as soon as they're available to them, absolutely. And others are like, no.
Well,
it's really across the board.
Does seem to be no consistency. Okay, number two, the economy this week is number two story, according to Talkers Magazine. Interesting that mortgage rates have been affected, as you might imagine, by inflation. The average mortgage rate has gone up 2 points to almost 5%. This is the first time it's been this high since the problems of 2009 when the economy went into the bucket. So what this will do to the housing boom, probably temper it somewhat depending on what you're building or what you're buying. The need is still there, but what happens is that more units will be built or become available for rental than for purchase. That's probably what this will mean.
It's interesting. We were stopped at a red light yesterday, and we were next to a real estate agency that's sort of on the corner, and it's a very popular. You know what, they have the glass windows, and they have all the listings in the windows.
Yeah, you can go along the window. Yeah.
Normally, the windows are completely covered all the way around. This is a corner unit office, so it's normally completely covered all the way around with available properties. We counted them while we were at the light. There were 14. That's it. There's no inventory anywhere.
Nope.
So I don't know. And everyone that we know who has either bought or sold has either paid way over asking or has sold for way over asking.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know that a mortgage rate of going up to 5% is going to stop or slow. I really don't. And then I am not a homeowner, so here's a question. If you lock in at a 5% mortgage, right? Yeah. And then a couple years go by, and the mortgage rates drop back down again. You can just refinance. Right?
Yeah, that's all. Yeah.
Because you're not paying off any of the principal at that point. You're only paying interest, right?
For the first however many years. So, Jay, you sold your house this week, right? And you had lots of offers?
Yeah, we closed in a few weeks. We had eight offers over the course of 3 days, 2.5 days.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that wild? That's amazing.
Right. And this is a medium-priced house, right? We're not talking about something that is either very inexpensive or very expensive. It's kind of a medium, I'm going to guess. I don't know for sure, but I'm guessing it's sort of a medium range.
Yeah, it's medium. It's medium range.
Right. So on January 30th of this year, the fixed rate average was 3.22%. And now as we get into the middle of April, it's almost 5%, 4.92%. So that's what's going on in the mortgage department. That'll affect the economy to a point. Also announced this week, the closing of more Kmart stores. Do you realize, I remember back when Martha Stewart and Jacqueline Smith used to, you know, they were all over the place touting Kmart. Do you know there are only 3 Kmart stores left in the country? 3.
I'm shocked there are three left.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, they'll
3.
Close them. Yeah, they'll close them.
Because Walmart and Target have just taken over what was the Kmart sort of landscape.
Well,
and so
the behind the scenes here that may or may not make a difference to people, a guy named Ed Lambert was a real estate tycoon. And he bought up all the Kmart leases and all the Kmart stores because it was a real estate play for him. And then he did the same thing with Sears Roebuck. Bought up all the leases, bought up all of the places because some of the stores were on land that they owned. Some of it was in malls and they leased it. But those leases and the property themselves were worth more than the stores were. So he basically did what he do. He killed the Sears brand, which has been an American tradition for 150 years. Just killed it. What? Craftsman Tools, made in China now. Crap, junk. And anything else that Sears was, the Kenmore wash machines, they're junk. And, you know, you can't buy it. Everything is cheap junk. And people know it, so they've stayed away, and that's why we're down to 3 Kmart stores.
Well, and the Sears, I hope that guy, for his own sake, I hope he was
Lambert.
Able to unload a lot of those properties because now they're just, no one goes to the mall. They're just sitting empty. And there's a Sears that's near us in New Jersey where we live, and it's now an Amazon warehouse.
Yeah.
So unless you can sell all that property to Amazon for more and more warehouses, it's tough to have that kind of real estate.
It is. In this, the real estate business for stores, offices, that kind of stuff, not so great. But there are mixed use buildings that are going up with retail that are, the retail business is much different than the office business. And that's what you can see more and more little stores opening, little businesses, that kind of stuff. So that's part of the things that's affecting our economy. Also, with regard to the economy, U.S. crude drilling has increased in the last couple of months. Permits for new wells in the most prolific U.S. oil fields. This signals a coming production surge. Government is trying to push this sort of confused our people, you know, investment-wise. Now we're being told not to invest. Now, this is what I've heard from a couple of my friends this week. Okay, I'm buying oil futures and gas futures because the solar stuff has been put on the back burner. And the whole business, these people are looking at this completely from a political point of view. Biden's popularity has gone down like a rock in the last 3 or 4 months, especially. I think it's down, I think this week it was 33% or something. And that's because people are PO'd about the cost of gasoline. They blame him, which isn't really fair because, you know, you can blame him for a lot of stuff, but he didn't start the Ukrainian war. He made it difficult for a while. It would be a lot easier if we had more leases and we could drill for more oil. That's the basic bottom line.
But the thing is, though, there are two things here. Then this is a big topic of conversation that people have had, and I think that the price of gas is probably the number one topic of conversation, right, in households.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the thing is, when they did the survey from the Federal Reserve Bank in Dallas, they did that survey earlier this week of 132 oil and gas firms. 59% of them said they are not they're not increasing their oil production because of investors. Investors don't want them to do it because they're making record profits. Mm-hmm. And then the second, I mean, that was 59% was the answer. That's just wild to me. And then the second answer was supply chain issues, but that was down at 15%. Responded saying that. But, you know, I mean, Biden's getting, he's getting hit from all ends, right? Everyone says, oh, he's got to increase leases and things like that. Well, the Washington Post did a story in the end of January, which no one cared about back then because the price of gas wasn't an issue before the Ukraine war. But he outpaced Trump in issuing drilling permits on public lands, but no one talks about that. Right. I mean, it's wild. Everyone wants to blame him for all this stuff. He's getting hit from the left.
He deserves to get blamed for a lot of stuff. He's not been a good leader when it comes to the war in Ukraine.
I disagree. We're in lockstep with NATO. I don't agree with the system that NATO put in place.
I think that NATO is doing a great job of leadership.
I don't think NATO has done the right thing, but that's the point of being in NATO. It's a group, it's a group vote. But the thing that's really wild is just he's getting hit from the left because they want him to do more green energy, and he's issuing all these drilling permits, and now crude oil is going to start pumping more. So the shale stuff, you're always talking about shale, which I have no idea what that is, but apparently it's a superficial drill. I don't know.
No, there's more of that happening. Oil shale is on the surface in certain parts of the world, like up both in the North Pole and the South Pole, lots of oil shale, and they are able to, through a process that was discovered about, 17, 18 years ago, you gather it up and you can wash the oil out of the sand. That's basically, and it was very profitable.
I guess that's happening now, too, more.
Yeah, right. The prices are up. All right, one other thing, number seven this week, immigration, the problems. In Texas, lawmakers urging the state to halt the execution of Melissa Lucio, who's a Hispanic. She was asked for clemency because she had asked for it because she was convicted of killing her daughter. And apparently, it's pretty obvious to everybody she didn't. And so.
What happened was that it's an accident. And she was interrogated without an attorney for so many hours that at the end she goes,
she barely speaks English.
I did it.
Yeah, she barely speaks English. That's part of the problem. And that's.
I hadn't heard that part, but she's got a lot of people who are now defending her, including a former jury member who said they made the wrong decision. Yeah. How do you not, at least give her another trial when a jury member comes out and says, yeah, I would have voted differently?
Yeah, right. There you go. Sounds like a Law and Order episode in the making. All right. The other thing that I found out this week is that the country, remember I've talked over the years about the Somalis and how they have a huge enclave of them up in Lewiston, Maine. Well, apparently they are now going to places where slaughterhouses are being built around the country because they're the only ones who will work in slaughterhouses, believe that or not. The Somalis and slaughterhouses, there's something to talk about.
Wow.
You can have that in your weekend discussions. Time now for the people list, according to Talkers Magazine. You can find these at talkers.com, by the way, all the lists, the stories, and the people list, either at talkers.com or djvshow.com. At number 10 on the people list this week, the old fossil Mitch McConnell is at number 10. Number 9, controversial Governor Ron DeSantis. 8, Jen Psaki and her future. Elon Musk is at number 7 for obvious reasons. Oh, number 6 is good old Hunter Biden. Yeah, that's the horse we can keep beating to death. Number 5, Frank James. Really? The James brothers are back again from the old West? Wow, he's owie. Number 4, Donald Trump. Number 3, Zelensky. Number 2 is Mr. Putin, where I am with him. And number 1 is he's the president in residence. That's our Joe. Joe Biden's number 1 on the list. Now 48 after the hour. Thank you, ladies. It's Doug Steffen with Victoria and Jay here on the Talk Radio Review.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Top stories this week from the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Number 10, exploration in space and how the Russians have maintained their position on the space station. Number 9, weather. The wild weather that's in the Midwest and the Mid-South is a focus of a lot of conversation, especially in that part of the country. Number 8, educational practices and what's going on. People looking into the U.S. Department of Education and finding all kinds of wasted money. Number 7, race relations, the whole immigration debate. COVID is number 6. Social media is number 5. Politics, number 4. The subway shooting in New York, number 3. The economy is number 2. And obviously the Russians and Ukrainians at war and our policy toward the Russians and toward the Ukrainians and how to maybe deal with the problem. That's number 1 this week. That's the story list from Talkers Magazine. You can find it at talkers.com or djvshow.com.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's.
Today's topic, Easter style.
I love when everyone's dressed in their Easter best.
Then you need to check out the deals at Kohl's. I got 25% off the perfect floral dress, a new shirt for my husband for only $34.99, and got 25% off outfits the kids are going to look adorable in. Cue the family photo op. Exactly. Did I mention you can also get an extra 30%, 20%, or 15% off with your Kohl's card and earn Kohl's cash?
Looks like some bunny hunted down the savings.
Select style, 30%, 20%, or 15% offer on April 16th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
This notice is to all timeshare owners who don't need or want their timeshares anymore. Call us now and we'll legally help you get out of your timeshare contract forever. Thousands of owners who are now not using them cancel their timeshare contract every day. Now it's your turn. If you're tired of paying your monthly timeshare maintenance fees, call us. Our legal team will fight for you so you can stop paying for a timeshare you don't want and save your money. If you've tried on your own or with another company to cancel your timeshare, don't give up. At the Timeshare Helpline, we can help you get out of your timeshare contract forever and never make a payment again. How great would that be? Call the Timeshare Defense Attorneys right now for immediate help.
800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167.
we're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
At 53 past the hour, it's Tech Talk time. A review of the top five items from the world of technology that affect you this week, as edited, produced, and reported upon by Victoria Keenan. I'm Doug Steffen, bringing her into the number five story, and that's a focus on scammers. Once again, big-time problem.
Yeah, it's true. And unfortunately, right now, scammers are really capitalizing on what's happening in Ukraine. Facebook this week said that they've already removed tens of thousands of accounts and pages and groups around the world for spreading misleading content about the conflict in Ukraine to try to build an audience and bring in cash. So Russia's invasion into Ukraine has created this enormous opportunity for all these scammers, because so much of the content being shared online is video. It's very hard to moderate it, and so it gets out there, and it just becomes a war of information. In this new report, security officials at Facebook said that the incidents in which profiteers used Facebook to lure visitors off the site by posting content like gaming videos and popular viral videos, including many of them from Ukraine, and essentially what they do is they lure you away from Facebook, and then they get you onto another site, and it's a phishing site, or malware happens on, you know, gets put onto your computer with different links that you click, and so it becomes like ransomware, and everyone, you know, then you're stuck. You've lost the integrity of your cybersecurity, and in most cases, that ends up being ransomware, where they charge you to get control of your own computer back. Be very careful. If you're on Facebook, make sure that if you're, like, viewing videos or whatever, just stay on Facebook and don't deviate onto a third party.
Number four this week is a puppy fraud thing that really is disturbing, actually.
Yeah, so this during the height of COVID, especially older people, especially people who lived alone, a lot of people adopted dogs, which was a wonderful thing to do, except a lot of people also fell victim to another fraud scheme, and this one involved Basset Hound puppies. And so Google this week is suing the scammer. They found him. He's in Cameroon in Africa. He's used a network of fake websites and Google Voice phone numbers and Gmail accounts to pretend to sell these purebred puppies, and he has basically bilked people out of a couple $1,000s each. They've had the Federal Trade Commission's involved now, and it's a huge lawsuit. But again, you have to be so, so careful. Do not give money in gift cards or wiring money, anything like that. It's,
you know,
just not legitimate.
Me, Victoria, this week the information of how many people are using gift cards to basically pay off some of these scams. I think that, yeah. I found that to be very revealing. Number three, fact that Apple CEO Mr. Cook made a plea this week that made news. What's this scoop?
Well, Tim Cook, of course, is the Apple CEO. This week he was at a conference down in Washington, D.C., and he was talking about the Apple Store, the App Store. And so Apple's feeling the heat because it might be forced to change their longstanding policy where you can't download any apps onto your iPhone or iPad unless you're buying them or downloading them through the Apple Store. And so in Europe, the Digital Markets Act is going to allow you to sideload any type of app you want. And Tim Cook says this is really dangerous because Apple is all about, you know, personal security and cybersecurity. And he said this is just going to allow all these what he called data hungry companies to come along and just and take all of your privacy away from you that Apple has worked a long time to produce for people. So it's not a good thing. Stay within the App Store. Don't be sideloading unless you really know what you're doing, because all those apps can track you.
Number two this week is an internet service exemption from Russian sanctions. This is kind of complicated.
Yeah, the U.S. Department of Treasury is exempting telecommunications services from the ongoing sanctions against Russia. Now, a lot of people at first were like, well, wait a minute, why aren't we taking away all of their internet? Well, the reason is a lot of advocacy groups have come forward saying if we take away all their internet, then the human rights violations will skyrocket and we won't have any access to, we won't really know what's happening. So that's why a lot of these groups have pleaded with the U.S. government, and so the government has allowed internet to continue without sanctions.
All right, number one, Elon Musk.
Oh, yeah. Elon Musk had a hell of a week. So at first he made news this week that he bought 9.2% stake in Twitter. Then he was going to take a seat on the board, then decided not to. And then he made a bid for $43 billion to publicly buy Twitter. So this is a TBD. We'll see what happens next. But he certainly knows how to drum up headlines.
Oh, yeah. Stock play. No question about that. All right, Victoria, thank you. It's 59 past the hour. This is the overview of the top five items from the world of technology.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Discover the all-new 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use Auto Tempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Despite continued Russian attacks across western Ukraine, some refugees are trying to return home.
At Ukraine's borders, millions have said goodbye to their families, their country, and the life they once knew. But some are now coming back against the flow and being reunited. The Sakhano families back together and heading home to Kyiv for good. Katerina's crossed with her son, Andrew.
Yeah, we will go home and we don't want to stay in Poland for a long time. Yeah.
It was a complicated decision, but definitely, 100% we want to go home.
The numbers in and out have gradually narrowed, and the people who patrol these borders are preparing to welcome more Ukrainians home.
That's the BBC's Dan Johnson reporting. Israeli police Sunday entered the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in Jerusalem's Old City to secure a way for Jewish visitors to the Flashpoint holy site, fueling clashes that left 17 Palestinians wounded. The unrest happened just 2 days after clashes with Palestinians occurred at the same site. Millions of Americans wait until the last minute to file their taxes. This year is no exception.
Monday is tax day, the federal deadline for individual tax filings and payments. As of April 8th, the IRS had received more than 103 million returns for this tax season, and it had issued more than 63 million refunds worth more than $204 billion. For comparison, last year, more than 169 million people completed an income tax return by the end of the year. That probably leaves nearly 40% of this year's taxpayers still unaccounted for, with many scrambling to submit their documents by the Monday deadline. I'm Julie Walker.
More at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
We're getting conflicting reports about that Russian warship that sank in the Black Sea last week.
Since the Moskva went down on Thursday, Russia has released strikingly little information. There's been no official word of any casualties. But according to Novaya Gazeta Europe, an independent news site based outside Russia, the mother of one traumatized survivor said he wept as he told her by phone of the sinking. He said about 40 crew members had died, many others were hurt, and some were still missing. The wife of another sailor said on social media that her husband had died. On Saturday, the Russian Defense Ministry published video which appeared to show about 100 crew members being inspected by the head of the Navy.
A U.S. official says the Moskva was hit at least by one Ukrainian missile from a cruiser that was the flagship of Russia's Black Sea Fleet. The Russian Defense Ministry said that ship sank in a storm. Breaking news at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Delta Airlines lost $940 million in the first quarter, yet bookings surged in recent weeks.
The increase in bookings sets up a breakout summer as Americans try to put the pandemic behind them. While revenue for the quarter was surprisingly strong, the Atlanta airline faces stiff headwinds, including a sharp rise in fuel and labor costs. CEO Ed Bastian says bookings in the last 5 weeks have set a record, which he thinks shows that Americans are done with the pandemic.
Jeremy House reporting. A flurry of economic reports on the economy kick off this week. Monday, a look at a residential construction and the National Association of Home Builders Index. Tuesday, reports on building permits and housing starts. Wednesday, we'll see the latest on existing home sales, along with the release of the Federal Reserve's Beige Book. And the Conference Board's Index of Leading Economic Indicators comes out Thursday. More stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
And now, When Radio Was. Brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and this time we'll escape to an exciting adventure story taking place on a train. And then we visit another mode of transportation, as the strange Dr. Weird tells us the story of the Ghost Ship. This first program aired on CBS for 7 years, beginning in 1947. And while it was heard on various nights and times, and spent most of its run without a sponsor, the productions were top-notch, as was the cast list each week. In this one, listen for Terry Kilburn as Richard, with supporting help from John Daner, Lou Krugman, and Edgar Barrier. It's from October 8, 1950.
You, finding life pretty dull, dreaming again of exotic places, wishing you were somewhere else, we offer you escape.
Escape, designed to free you from the four walls of today. For a half hour of high adventure.
Escape with us now to a train rushing through a European night and a beautiful woman who demands your help as Anthony Ellis tells it in his exciting story, Roulette.
Le numéro 12, au noir!
Oh, ah ben alors,
Well, I'm afraid I'm done in, Mr. McLennan.
Nay, laddie, let me...
Oh, thanks awfully, sir, but no.
Usher, it's against the laws of nature that a good Scot should gamble in the first place, so a few francs lent will only increase the McLennan clan's aggravation. You'll oblige me?
Very decent of you, Mr. McLennan, but I really couldn't.
Will you be leaving Monte Carlo?
Yes, Paris for 2 or 3 days, then the holiday's over.
Oh, you have the fare.
Yes, thanks.
Good, good. I expect to go to Paris myself in a couple of days. If you're still there, I wish you'd give me a ring. George Sand.
Oh, I shall. Well, good luck at the wheel.
Ah, roulette. The game for idiots, except I cannot lose. Good luck to you, Richard.
I'd been spending the summer holidays on a cycling tour of France. Father had insisted. Said it was part of my education. After 3 weeks, I'd seen half the cathedrals in the country and had developed a healthy loathing for bicycles as well. So, when I reached Avignon, I sold mine to a chap who was obliging enough to pay me far more than the blasted thing was worth. I knew the family at home would be terribly upset. But after all, I was 20... and I thought it was about time that they realized it. Trinity College was then 2 weeks away, and I decided, with the bicycle money, to have a lark in Monte Carlo. That's where I met Mr. McLennan. He was awfully decent, showed me about the place and chucked money about marvelously. I thought he was probably in some sort of black market business, because he seemed quite hush-hush about everything. I had smashing luck the first 2 or 3 days at the casino, and then, well, as Father always said, gambling weakens the mind as well as the purse. When I left the roulette wheel that evening, I had just enough money for fare to Paris and home. There was a breeze blowing from the Mediterranean as I walked to my hotel. It was lovely, and I didn't have a care in the world.
Monsieur, please.
What?
Please, may I speak to you for a moment?
Oh, I say. Me? Oh, I say.
I must talk to you.
Really?
I was watching you tonight at the casino. You lost your money, didn't you?
Yes, I'm afraid so.
What would you say if I told you you could get it back and more? 50,000 francs.
50,000?
Please, please, we cannot talk here. Is there somewhere?
Well, yes, there's a cafe across the street.
No, it's too dangerous. Somewhere that people are not.
That people are not?
You are at a hotel.
Oh, yes. But wouldn't that be rather... Well, I mean...
You must trust me. I'm in desperate danger. Please, hurry. We will go to your hotel.
It was a devilish awkward situation. I mean, taking a girl to one's hotel room, it simply isn't done. And I hated to think what Father would say... On the other hand, one couldn't let a lady down, especially her. She was beautiful. She was the most beautiful woman I'd ever seen. And she was very frightened.
I will have a drop of brandy, if you don't mind.
Oh, no, not at all. Would you like to take your coat off?
In a little while. I'm cold.
Well, you'll feel better in no time. Here we are. I say, that's quite good. It always chokes me to do that.
You're being very kind, Mr. Mr.
Oh, I'm frightfully sorry. My name is Richard Ferris.
I am Tina Vallon.
What a charming name. I mean, it goes, rather.
It is not my true name.
Oh?
Mr. Ferris, I do not wish to sound melodramatic, but I need help so terribly.
Oh, I'm awfully sorry. Really, I am. If there's anything
but
that
there I... is. I must go to Ankara.
Turkey?
It is of the utmost importance. And there are men who will stop at nothing to prevent me.
But why? I mean...
I cannot tell you.
Well, what about the police?
I cannot go to them. There would be questions which I may not answer.
Oh, I see.
Mr. Ferris, when I saw you this evening at the casino, I said to myself that here was a man I could trust. He's young, English, and a gentleman.
I say.
But he has lost his money at roulette. I will make it a business transaction, Mr. Ferris. Take me safely to Ankara, and I will give you 50,000 francs.
Well, I'd love to, really, but...
Well, you see, next week I have to be in school. Oh, that is college. Trinity. Cambridge, you know.
Here, Mr. Ferris. Richard. 10,000 francs. The rest at Ankara. Please.
Well, it's not the money. Really?
Don't you see? They might not dare if someone like you were protecting me.
Well...
Take the money. It is a business transaction. Take it. I beg you to do this for me.
What? I feel like a cad, taking money from... Well, I mean... She was very close to me, and I saw that she was quite a bit older than I was. 26, possibly 8. Oh, but very beautiful. I realized how serious the thing was. After all, it could mean life or death to me, too. One must be practical. So I took the money. I packed my traveling case, and together we left the hotel. On the way to the station, I bought a pistol, as it seemed the thing to do. Tina had decided to take the train as far as Genoa, and then change for Naples, where we could catch the boat for Turkey. If someone was following us, he didn't allow himself to be seen, and we managed to find ourselves a compartment alone. Well, here we are. You comfortable?
Yes, thank you. Would you be kind enough to draw the shades?
Rather. I say, Miss Bellon.
Please call me Tina.
Tina, here. Have a look out of the window for a sec. Those two chaps standing outside.
Draw the sheet, quickly.
Nasty looking. Are those the ones?
Yes. I hoped that we could escape them. They will be on the train now.
Yes, I'm afraid so.
At what time do we arrive in Genoa?
2:15, that's tomorrow morning. We have a 10-minute wait before the Naples train leaves.
I do not think that they will attempt anything while we are still in France. But once we cross the border...
Look here now. You're going to be absolutely safe with me. I don't want you to worry. I may look young, but I've had a great deal of experience. That is, well, I play rugby at school, and well, I can manage things perfectly.
I'm sure you can, Richard. That is why I wanted you to help me.
We settled down for the run to Genoa, and Tina dozed off. I just sat and looked at her. She was very lovely. Everything about her. I couldn't make up my mind where she came from. Oh, not that it mattered. But I wondered for a moment if Father would have approved. After all, she wasn't English. We'd been traveling for about 2 hours and a half when the trouble began. Yes?
Mr. Ferris?
Yeah? Who is it?
May I have a word with you, please?
I should say not.
It would be advisable.
Now hop it, or I'll ring for the conductor.
This is not your concern, Mr. Ferris. We have no desire to harm
you. Oh, I'll bet you haven't.
Just tell the lady that it is a long way to Ankara.
Have they gone?
Yes, I think so.
We will try again.
Look, it really isn't any of my business, I suppose, but... Well, what is it you've done? Why should they want to kill you?
Let us say that I know something that is very important.
But you're so... Well, I mean... Well, how did you ever get into a muddle like this?
For love, Richard.
Oh.
Of my country.
I think that a man would be very fortunate if you ever loved him enough to have a look like that in your eyes.
Perhaps someday I shall look at a man like that. You're sweet, Richard. Now I want you to have some rest. If anything happens, I'll wake you.
Oh, I say I couldn't. Why, they may try.
I don't think so. But if they do, I have this.
I say... You're not afraid of anything, are you? Well, night-night. Wake me up when we get to Genoa.
Hello. You look rested.
Hello. Anything stirring?
While you slept, I have been thinking.
What?
This is a great deal that I ask you to do for me. Even for 50,000 francs.
Oh, but I wanted to.
If you wish to turn back when we reach Genoa.
I wouldn't think of it.
I will not think of you as a coward. It is not your affair. And you are in danger, too.
As you said, it's a business arrangement. 50,000 francs? I'll take you to Ankara.
Is it so easy to put a price on your life?
No, but I wouldn't want you to be harmed.
You are a very odd young man, Richard Ferris.
Oh, I'm not really so young, you know. I just look it.
Oh.
Hello, we're in. Come along. We've got to get that Naples train. Now stay close behind me. No, thank you. Can you see them?
No.
Well, we'll follow the crowd. I don't think they'll try to stop us as long as we're with people. It happened very quickly. We were crossing the station to the platform where the Naples train was standing. Suddenly, from somewhere out of the crowd, a man lurched towards. He took me unaware, and before I knew it, he was jumping to the side.
So sorry. How clumsy of me. Allow me to pick up your portmanteau.
As he bent down, the blighter hooked an arm around my leg, and I was down.
Mind your business, you fool.
I will. And you, sir, mind yours. It was a frightfully stupid thing for me to do, and obviously what they'd hoped for. In half a ticker, a Gilbert and Sullivan constable appeared. But there was nothing comic opera about the way he took me in charge. I was manacled and on my way to jail. And in 7 minutes, the Naples train was to leave. I looked about wildly for Tina, but she was gone. And so was the man I had knocked down.
We'll be back with the second part of this escape episode right after these messages.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. Brought to you by Asus.
When you walk into a business and the TV's on, most of the time the audio is off, and you're watching week-old sports highlights. Well, Atmosphere is the leading streaming platform for businesses, and Leo Rezek from Atmosphere explains how they can make TV streaming in your business better.
Yeah, so we're in just shy of 20,000 venues right now, and we started with a channel called Chive TV, which is themed compilations of amazing viral videos and lifestyle videos. So most of our content plays really well for that specific channel in bars and restaurants. Out of 20,000 videos, about half of those are bars and restaurants, but we're creating content and channels for every industry out there, from gyms to vet clinics, medical offices, auto repair shops. We program content specifically to the venue and the customer within that venue.
And the service is completely free. Check it out at atmosphere.tv.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Discover the all-new 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability, plus a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com, all the cars, one search.
You Move is now the official dog joint supplement of the American Kennel Club. It is teaming up with the AKC to help pet owners keep their dogs active for life. Whether your dog jumps across the agility course or jumps off the couch for daily walks, joint and hip care are vital for keeping your furry friend happy and active. You Move has been improving the joint health of dogs for 15 years with chewable supplements made with natural ingredients including whole green-lipped mussels, sustainably sourced to preserve joint-soothing omega-3s, and scientifically proven to work within 6 weeks. This month, You Move introduces You Move Plus Hip and Joint Supplement, which contains 20% more green lift muscles than the original formula. To help dog owners see the benefits, You Move is offering 30% off any supplement by using the one-time code dog-athlete-30 at checkout. And as always, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. For more information, visit www.youmove.com. For more information on the AKC, visit www.akc.org.
And now, Act Two of Escape on When Radio Was.
I was taken to a booth at the end of the station and brought before a gentleman dressed in a uniform that I judged to be at least that of a general. The arresting constable spent 2 minutes pouring out my crimes, whilst the general, who looked like a bandit, but spoke like one of my professors, listened.
So, and your name is Richard Perrin?
My dear sir, my passport says so. Now, can't I pay the fine? It's ever so urgent that I catch the Naples train.
Ah, you English. What would you do if there was nowhere to go?
I hardly see that it concerns you.
You are not serious, my young friend. This is a serious matter. One cannot stride around Genoa striking innocent citizens.
Innocent? But I'll be blowed. He asked for it. Now, why wasn't he arrested, I should like to know?
Yours was the offense for striking without provocation.
Without... All right, then. All right. I'm sorry. I was wrong. Quite wrong. But the train... Now, let me pay the fine. Anything. Please, I must catch that train.
One must consider the magnitude of the offense.
Don't you understand? It's a matter of life and death.
Life and death?
Well, not exactly. You see, my wife. Yes, my wife. Oh, we're on our honeymoon.
But why did you not tell me this before? It makes a difference.
Well, in 2 minutes it won't. Not if I miss the train.
50 lire, fine. And a warning.
50 lire. How much is that in francs?
Franc, let me see. The rate of exchange
now... Here you are. 500. That should manage. And thanks most awfully. You're very kind. It must have been enough, because they didn't shoot at me as I ran back down the station and to the Naples train platform. I looked at the station clock. 1 minute. I didn't want to take a chance of getting aboard, and yet Tina might have. I dashed to the waiting room, and as I did so, I saw the two men through the window. They were pacing up and down inside, back and forth before a door. It was the ladies' lounge. Devilish clever girl. I should have known she would manage alone. And at that moment, as the whistle blew, she ran out. Tina, this way. Yes. Don't be afraid. They won't dare. You see, they've slowed down already. They're pretending not to see us. Hurry up. Any carriage will do. We'll find our own once we're aboard.
Richard, you would have been better off with the police.
Oh, not me. There we are. Look at your friends.
Yes, but I'm afraid we haven't got rid of them so easily. How did you manage to get away from the police?
It was simple. I said we were on our honeymoon.
Oh. Now that you are here, I'm glad.
Well, I couldn't let you down, you know. I mean, well, I'm awfully keen about you, you see.
I understand it. And I want to tell you something, because I trust you.
Yes.
If I do not reach Ankara, it is possible that you will.
Oh, now, you mustn't even think of that.
They will try to stop us again. Possibly before we get to Naples, but most certainly on the boat. Perhaps they will not succeed, but if I cannot, I want you to take a message for me.
I know. Count on me.
You must go to the Ministry of War. There is a man there named Batiste. Tell him you come from me.
Yes.
Tell him that the blow must fall no later than the 9th. The place will be wrestling.
Only that?
Richard, what I have told you is the information that can mean death for both of us.
And that's why they want to stop you. Because of that message.
A message which means defeat for our enemies.
What bounders? I mean the chap sending someone like you to do their dirty work. Oh, why couldn't you write or send a cable?
There are people in our government who are not to be trusted. If the message fell into the wrong hands...
Yes, I see.
Now you know.
By Jove. You really are... You're quite a girl.
And you, Richard, are quite a man.
It was somewhere between Campiglia and Grosseto that the emergency cord was pulled and the train came to a stop. I looked through a crack in the drawn shade.
It was dark outside, but 100 yards away, I could see the headlights of a car, and moving toward the train, 3 or 4 bouncing dots of torch beams.
What is it? Can you see anything?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. No, we're in for it.
But you think we ought to...
Wait.
Signor, this is the conductor. Open, please.
We'll have to use the window. Come on.
Signor!
I'll go first, then you jump. I'll catch you. Righto, jump!
Yes, see us. The car over there. There's a searchlight.
Duck down. Now, those bushes down the lines. Try not to make any noise. Oh, that's torn it. Come on, run. As we ran, I heard a voice shouting for us to stop, and another telling them not to shoot. Now, that was strange, and I wondered why they wanted us alive. We kept going until we found a dirt road about 1/4 mile away. It was very dark, but through some trees I saw a glimmer of light that looked like a house. We stumbled across a field to it.
It is going to be difficult. They must know the country. Well,
if I can rouse someone at that farm, I'll get our bearings.
Is it wise?
No other way. We might find a car there.
Wait. Wait a moment.
What's the matter?
I thought I heard. There. You see, coming up the road.
Like hounds and hares, eh? Well, they can't drive across the fields. Come on.
Would it be wiser if we parted? One of us should have a chance to get through.
Yeah, not yet. Oh, blast. They must have seen us. You all right?
Yes.
Oh, if we could just get a car.
Look. Behind us, torches.
3, 4, 5. Possibly one stay behind with a car. Yeah. Your friends have got quite an army.
What are we going to do?
I don't know. Yet.
Si, Cosa vuole?
We need help. Have you got a car?
Non capisco, signore, no?
These foreigners. Look, do you see this? A gun. Bang, bang. Do you understand?
Ma, madonna mia.
Now look, you say nothing. You haven't seen us.
Cosa?
He doesn't understand.
But he knows what a gun is. That's all that matters. Come on. We'll stay behind this door. If he makes a sound, you there. Quiet. Say nothing. Shh. May have to use guns, Tina.
I'm ready.
Oh, idiot, why doesn't he open it? Open! Open! Yes, yes, that's right.
There, via Chere, signor. Here, siamo per due omine. Visto qualche persona?
Due persone? No, no, non sono stato qui, no.
Una signora, un signore inglese.
No, no, nessuno.
Non assiste. Posso avere sua permissione di cercare?
Ma l'ha dato, non sono nessuno, signore.
Forse sono là. Vado a cercare?
Sei sicuro, sì, sì.
Grazie, buonanotte.
E buonanotte, signore. Buonanotte, sì.
Oh, good chap. Thanks. Here you are. I hope we didn't inconvenience you.
Ma cosa fa? Andate via, per piacere.
Tina, have a look through the curtains, will you?
No, none of them.
Now, the others may have gone to the back. Signor.
Si.
Do you own a car?
Ma cosa? Non capisco, signore.
I what in my Latin? A car. Brrrr. Oh. Did you follow?
No, signore, no, non capisco.
They've gone. I can't see them now.
Well, we better make a run for it. If we can reach their car before they do, we might have a chance. I said, blow out the lamp before I open the door, will you? We mustn't attract any attention here. Yeah, that's it. Well, off we go. Now remember, no sound, signor. Bang, bang, if you do.
Molto bene, signore. Sì, sì.
You ready?
Yes.
Right. It was as easy as pop. They must have believed the old boy's story, because as Tina and I doubled back across the meadow, we saw a couple of torches bobbing about near the barn. A question now seemed to be, did they have a man guarding the car? We came to the road and stopped.
There. I see one.
Watch.
And I caught the cigarette. It's leaning against the mud guard.
Yes. Oh, stay here, Tina. It's all right, Tina. Put him to sleep. Hop in.
Put up your hands, buddy boy. And you too, miss. We want to have a little talk with you both.
The searchlight had been switched on and was blinding, but I could hear well enough, and I knew that voice. It was Mr. McLennan, my friend in Monte Carlo. Mr. McLennan. Well, now I understood why they let it escape from the farmhouse so easily.
You haven't been in the business as long as I have, Richard. I knew the old man was lying about not seeing you, and I expected you tried to get a motor. You did.
Well, what do you intend to do?
Ask the young lady. She knows.
Oh, it's going to be that, eh?
You should have known better. But I'm sorry you got yourself concerned in the matter. I rather liked you.
Look here. I've got some money. Why not let her go? You can hold me.
Oh, you are a very young man, aren't you? We are not interested in you, Richard. It's the girl we're after. I suppose she's told you, though.
Told me?
Of course she has.
What a scoundrel you are. A renegade Englishman. What difference does it make to you whose side you're on? You're being paid. Well, we'll pay you too.
Man, you don't understand. It matters a great deal whose side I'm on. She told you to take a message to the man in the Ministry of War if she didn't get through.
No.
What's his name?
This is Absolute Tommy Roth.
Oh, what a horrid shame. Ask your friend where she comes from.
It doesn't make the slightest difference.
No, then let me tell you. She's Romanian, Maria Olescu. We've been after her for 3 years. You're the one who's working for the wrong side. Poor chap you bashed on the head is a Turkish military agent. So were the men on the train.
You expect me to believe that?
I don't care whether you do or not. Then here, have a look at my card if you like.
Alistair McLennan, military intelligence, British warden.
Well?
It's a fraud.
A fraud? Why do you think we didn't have the police stop you both in Genoa? We couldn't, because this thing you've got by the tail is too big. It mustn't get out. You know what war is, Richard.
You expect me to answer that?
If your message gets through, we may have one. Very soon. Our department thinks that this girl has the word for the assassination of someone in Turkey very high up. You have that message, too, haven't you? Haven't you?
Tina?
It's all true, Richard. Everything that he says. It's too late now, anyway. I'm sorry.
But, Tina, you mean that all this time...
What was the message?
Well, I was supposed to contact a man named Bardiz and say that the blow must fall no later than the 9th. The place will be Resolin.
Ah.
He did not know, Mr. McLennan. Please, believe me. I told him that you were trying to prevent me from reaching Ankara. He didn't know.
I'll take your word for it. But we'll have to hold him until after the 9th, just to be on the safe side.
I say, Mr. McLennan.
Hmm?
You must think I'm an awful fool.
No, Laddie, boy. Just awfully young. Next time, you'll know better than to help a beautiful woman in distress.
They took us back to Paris. And during the whole journey, Tina didn't speak a word, just looked out of the window. I thought of my family, Trinity College, and England. But none of them seemed particularly important now. Only she seemed important. And I wondered what would become of her. And then, as they took Tina away, she turned to me and smiled. It was a smile that I'd seen only once before. And she spoke of love of her country. But this time, she was looking at me.
Escape is produced and directed by Norman MacDonald. Today we have brought you Roulette by Anthony Ellis, with Terry Kilburn starred as Richard. Featured in the cast were John Daner, Alberto Morin, Georgia Ellis, Lou Krugman, and Edgar Barrier. Special music was arranged and played by Ivan Dittmar.
That was from October 8, 1950. Terry Kilburn is an English-born child actor. He played Tiny Tim in the 1938 big-screen version of the Charles Dickens classic A Christmas Carol. He was also seen in Goodbye, Mr. Chips, The Swiss Family Robinson, and National Velvet. I'm Greg Bell, and up next on When Radio Was, things are going to get much darker, as we'll spend the rest of the show with the strange Dr. Weird. We'll be right back.
MusicRewind.com invites you to join the Rock and Roll Instrumental Party, a 3-CD compilation of the best rock and instrumental hits. Rock out to 60 original recordings from The Ventures, Dick Dale and the Deltones, Bo Diddley, The Champs, The Shadows, Chuck Berry, Johnny and the Hurricanes, Dwayne Eddy, Link Wray, and many more. Rock and Roll Instrumental Party now at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Pay just $19.98, plus get a special bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code ROCKPARTY77. Buy this 3-CD collection today for only $19.98 and celebrate the Rock and Roll Instrumental Party with MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Remember promo code ROCKPARTY77 to save on shipping. That's MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Don't forget promo code ROCKPARTY77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
We've all been there, waiting in line at the concession for that guy to find his wallet or the right change to make a purchase, and you're missing the big game. If there is only a way to make things better at checkout when you're at a stadium, Square Register is a new point-of-sale or POS system that makes things easier and faster. Ziad Mayo explains.
The register has a great customer-facing display. The staff members, our team members, have a big display that is super easy to use. The fans actively see what they're ordering, which we never had in the past. And then that same large display becomes their payment method. And really, it's as easy as tapping your watch, tapping your phone. You've got your tickets on your phone. You've got parking on your phone. You've got payments on your phone. You really don't need to bring anything else with you other than a mobile device.
Check it out at squareup.com.
That was your Check It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. This scary little series was broadcast on Mutual for about 6 months, beginning in the fall of 1944. The narrator was voiced by Maurice Tarplin, who also worked on that network's The Mysterious Traveler. This episode is from April 24th, 1945.
A Strange Dr. Weird.
Good evening. Come in, won't you? Why, what's the matter? Your hand is shaking. Surely you're not afraid of me. Perhaps it would steady you to hear a little story that was just told to me. The story of a strange ship that sails the seven seas with no crew save death and no passengers except the dead. I call the story The Ghost Ship. My story, The Ghost Ship, begins in a badly battered lifeboat, pitching and tossing on the surface of the South Atlantic. Three men wearily bail out the water which the breaking waves constantly pour into the boat. A fourth man, burly and broad-shouldered, is at the tiller.
All right, bail her, man, bail her. What is gaining on us?
What's the use of bailing? We'll never make land. Why don't we admit we're done for and get it over with?
Stow that, bosun. We may sight a ship any minute.
You've been saying that every day for a week now.
Captain, captain!
Yeah, what is it, cook?
Hey, think it's a ship. You snow AC here, there to port.
All right, look sharp, man.
Oh, I don't see anything. Just another false alarm.
No, no, it's not. Captain Arcee, it's a small steamer heading this way.
Yeah, I can make her out now. She's heading straight for us.
It's a ship, all right. But she looks mighty funny. Look how low she is in the water. See the way she steers.
She does kind of stagger back and forth.
Maybe her steering gear broke.
And there's no smoke from her funnels either. If you ask me, she's a derelict.
Well, maybe she is. Even a derelict is better than this lifeboat. The wind's carrying across our course. And we're going to board her.
Half an hour later, the lifeboat rubbed against the side of the strange ship. The four hungry, weary men clambered aboard her and found themselves greeted only by the uncanny silence of a deserted ship.
See? What did I tell you? This is a derelict, a blooming derelict.
Yeah, she's a derelict, all right. Look at her ironwork, covered with rust. I'd say she's been drifting about for a good many months.
Suppose there'd be no grub or water aboard her, that's what worries me.
Now, that's what we're going to find out right now. Cook and I'll search the starboard side of the ship. You other two search the port side. Look lively now. We'll meet in the chart room in 30 minutes. All right, bosun, what did you find?
We didn't find nothing. Not a single solitary thing.
That's all right, Captain. Of course, we're so low in the water that all the holes in the cabins below deck are half flooded. But we searched everything else, and we didn't find a thing.
Well, Cook and I had better luck. We found the galley dry and plenty of canned grub in it. I left Cook rustling up some chow. He'll be bringing us a hot meal any minute now.
Hot food, doggone. That's what I was wanting to hear.
What I want to know is, why was this freighter a bandit? Here, Chick.
What?
This is the mermaid girl.
What?
Here. There's her name on the logbook. She's a ghost ship. Do you hear me? We come aboard a ghost ship. We've got to get off her or we'll die.
Bosun, get hold of yourself, will you?
I do. This is a mermaid girl, and every seaman in the world knows about it.
Well, sir, I don't. Captain, what is this here mermaid girl business?
Well, the story of the mermaid girl is a curious one. 2 years ago, she had her hull stove in a hurricane, but she's loaded with lumber and cork, which is why she never sunk. Well, the first night out after the storm, one of the crew disappeared.
The next night, two more men went, and two more the night after.
I'm telling this, bosun.
It's true, every word of it.
It's true, the men disappeared. Rest of the crew mutinied and abandoned ship. Only one lifeboat with 5 men in it ever made port. They're the ones who spread the story.
And ever since then, the mermaid girl's been drifting. A ghost ship with death at the helm. I tell you, we've got to get off her, or we'll die, too.
Captain!
That's a cook.
Quick, outside. Something's happened to it. Captain, look. There on the deck, a tray. Fishes and food. Cook was bringing us grub. And now he's vanished.
Say, Doctor, do you know you've been on the air for 25 weeks now? Evidently, people like your radio show.
That makes me very happy. And I thank them from the bottom of my cold-blooded heart.
Coming from you, Doctor, that's really warm sentiment. Tomorrow, step into the Adam Hat store nearest you and ask to see the new line of Adam Hats. Priced sensibly from $3.45 to $10.
We'll be right back with more of The Strange Dr. Weird right after this.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain.
better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Now more than ever, it's important to take care of the environment and our plants. After all, plants create oxygen, replenish the soil, and are the heart and soul of our planet. And that's why a company called Calyx has dedicated the last decade to researching plant sustainability. Dr. Travis Fry from Calyx has more.
We've spent the last 10 years really understanding how to program and engineer the plant to produce chemistries or oils in different ways that benefit us from a healthy standpoint. Much like fermentation, we can take the plant cells and actually grow them in a bioreactor. We don't actually have to use sunlight. We feed them a nutritive media, and then they produce the chemistries that we program. Either they naturally produce or what we've programmed in to produce more of.
And we'll tell you more about how Calyx is sustaining plants tomorrow.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stacked.
It was all in spreadsheets and like folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo like onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm like totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
Welcome back to When Radio Was.
Now, Dr. Weird, on with the show.
And now to continue my story, the ghost ship. It is night, and in the inky darkness, half submerged, the derelict steamship Mermaid Girl drifts onward across the wave-tossed surface of the South Atlantic. Huddled in the chart room, with two flickering lanterns for light, the three shipwrecked survivors discuss the strange disappearance of the cook, the fourth member of their group.
I tell you, the spook got him. Or the devil, or whatever it is that's put a curse on this ship.
It takes more than a spook to make a grown man vanish without trace, bo'sun.
The sea's different from the land. There's devils that haunt the ocean no land lover can know about. You've heard of the Flying Dutchman, haven't you, Tick?
I reckon I have. What about it?
For 100 years or more, manned by phantoms, she's been sailing the seven seas, full rigged and always running with the storm dead astern. The devils of the sea put a curse on her, and so the Flying Dutchman will sail on forever.
The Flying Dutchman is just a sailor's superstition, bo'sun. You know it.
And I suppose this ship we're on now is just a superstition, too. And the fact that she's been drifting for 2 years with no end in the realm. I tell you, we got to get off her, or else we'll die.
We can't get off her. Our lifeboat shrunk when we came aboard. So stow that kind of talk, bo'sun.
That's what I say, too. I don't believe in spooks or devils. Fact is, I got me a notion to go down to the galley right now and rustle up some grub.
You want the same thing that happened to the cook to happen to you?
Oh, nothing happened to me. Captain, you got an extra revolver in your pocket?
Yeah.
Well, now, just you let me take it and I'll face Santa Fe to get me some grub. Well, it's 3 days since we had food, and I'm too hungry to wait for morning.
All right, here's the extra gun. It has 3 shells in it. And take this lantern, but look sharp.
I'll do that, Captain, and I'll bring back whatever I can carry.
Good.
And if I meet any spooks, I'll bring them back, too.
You shouldn't have let him go, Captain. He'll be all right with a light and a gun. We don't need food.
You'll see, Captain, this ship's a ghost ship. And
this is... Come on, we gotta go to his
room. No,
Captain, it's too late. It's got him, whatever it is that's haunting this ship. And if we got out there now, it'll get us too.
All night, the two men huddled in the chart room, the doors bolted, the memory of Texas screams ringing in their ears. In the morning, with a fog covering the sea, they cautiously emerged and searched the ship, the captain keeping his revolver always ready. And they found...
nothing. That's what we found, Captain. Nothing but a smashed lantern and the empty gun line on the deck where Texas dropped them.
Well, frankly, I think Tex and the cook went out of their heads and jumped overboard. There's absolutely nothing on this ship that could have harmed them.
But there is. Only it's something you can't see unless it wants you to see it.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Bosun, listen to me. I tell you...
Captain, wait.
What is it? Listen. What is it, John? It's a foghorn. It's a steamship someplace in the fog off the starboard of us.
Get in this way. But you'll never see us. Look how fast the fog's thickening.
Yeah. We got to work fast. There's a hand-operated foghorn up in the bow of this vessel. Get up forward and start sounding it. I'll hunt for distress rockets. We've got to attract attention before that ship gets too far away.
Aye, aye, sir. I'll signal an SOS with the orb.
Good man. Oh, she's passing the stern of us. Blast this fog. If it hadn't thickened up so fast, we'd have been sighted.
Captain!
Yeah, what is it, Bosun?
Captain,
he's on me!
Since I gave you all the
old,
Captain! Help! Help!
I'm coming, Bosun! Bosun, where are you?
Captain! Down here! In the hole! Help me!
In the hole? Bosun, what's happened?
Captain, it's an octopus!
What?
A giant octopus! It's got me down here in the hole! A tentacle caught me! You know, pulled me in!
An octopus! So that's it! That's the devil that's been haunting this ship! I can see it, Bosun! Just under the water! I'm going to try and shoot it!
Hurry! Hurry!
All right, devil, take that! And that! And that!
It's gonna...
my gun's empty. I've got a... A tentacle. A giant tentacle's around my legs. I can't get loose. It's pulling me down into the hole, too. If I can only... I can't... help!
No wonder the shipwrecked sailors who boarded the Mermaid Girl could find nothing. The devil who haunted her was an underwater devil whose presence they couldn't guess. And so the Mermaid Girl still drifts on across the seven seas, with death in the shape of a giant octopus, her captain, and dead men, her only crew. Perhaps someday... Oh, you have to go now. I do hope you'll drop in again soon. Just look for the house on the other side of the cemetery. The house of Dr. Weir.
From April 24th, 1945, that was Maurice Tarplin as the strange Dr. Weir. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we played an episode of Escape, written by Anthony Ellis, who also wrote for television, including a 1960s espionage series starring David McCallum and Robert Vaughn. Can you name it? I will, and I'll wrap up When Radio Was right after this break.
Do you like a good detective story?
Osric Tragen's murderer is right here among us.
What?
Talking about you, silly.
Every girl. Are you sure?
I'm sure, Finn. I know who did it, and I know how to prove it. But I'm going to need your help.
Do you like a little danger?
Shot so close it lifts the brim of my hat. I dive for cover into the flower bed beside the house, and I play dead. Nothing happens for 30 seconds. Then I hear a twig snap somewhere near the gravel driveway. I slowly turn my head to the left, and I see him silhouetted in the moonlight. Guy standing there with his rifle in one hand and a handgun in the other. He's coming to put another slug in me to be sure that I'm dead. I use my gun up to firing position, but if I miss him or wound him, it's going to be all over for me.
Perhaps you should investigate Radio Spirit's 8-CD collection, Imagination Theater, The Investigators. 22 cases of crime from Sherlock Holmes, Harry Nile, Hillary Kane, Dameron, Mr. Darnborough, and more. It's New Time Radio in the old-time style, and it's some of producer Jim French's best work.
Now I'm walking back through the fog that boils up through the Vieux Carré from the Mississippi. Makes me feel like I'm the only human alive on Bourbon Street at 3 in the morning. Only I'm not.
Imagination Theater, The Investigators, is regularly $31.95. But When Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $15.98. That's half price. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code DANGER77.
There is an element of danger, but mostly it's just more of a puzzle than anything else.
Get your copy of Imagination Theater, The Investigators today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code DANGER77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Attention laptop lovers, the ASUS VivoBook S14 has evolved. It's feather light, it's even more powerful than its predecessors, and it uses the latest Intel processors, Iris Xe graphics, and Wi-Fi 6, with ASUS Wi-Fi Master technology, so you can breeze through even your toughest days. With classy diamond-cut edges and a sleek all-metal chassis, the ASUS VivoBook S14 is all about the uniqueness of you. Open the lid and a color-block enter key puts you center stage. VivoBook S14 lightens everything, your load, your tasks, your life, and brings out the very best in you. Do great things with the ASUS VivoBook S14 and with a free upgrade to Windows 11 when available. Head over to ASUS.com for more. That's ASUS.com for a glimpse at tomorrow's technology today.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. I'm Greg Bell, and before the break, I mentioned that Anthony Ellis wrote for radio and television, and a TV series he worked on in the 1960s starred David McCallum and Robert Vaughn. The answer I was looking for, The Man from U.N.C.L.E. Well, we're done this time around, but be sure to visit us at whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.